Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
I reload. What business is, man? Welcome to the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Get this thing crunk up. You understand? K100 Internet Radio, man. Welcome to the show, man. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my homeboy, Peace, Big Swole in here tonight. My homeboy, my fucking co-host, P Red, fucking late.
Yeah!
This motherfucker here, man. God damn it, man.
What we gonna do with Pete, man?
Man, this nigga's never on time.
What we gonna do with him, man?
Never on time.
It ain't even right. You know what I mean?
He ain't got no excuse, man. I don't know what is wrong with this guy. This guy is never, ever on time. Ever. What is that?
I don't know, man.
Huh? All right, yeah, and I didn't even get a chance to send out all the damn messages and everything about the damn show tonight. You feel me? I'm trying to send that out as I'm on the show right here live. I'm like multitasking right now. Blast and stuff, but I didn't get a chance to do, you know, my whole listening that I normally do. So I hope everybody just knows where to be. Ain't shit changed. Same goddamn thing, same channel, same time, same everything. All right. So once again, welcome to the show, man. I'm your host, Blizzard, my homie Vic Swole in the building. My fucking co-host P. Red is late, but I guess he on his damn way. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll figure it out in a minute.
Swole's retired. Swole, you gotta stop smoking weed.
Hey man, today officially my last day, man.
Today's your last day?
It's over with.
Today's your last day getting high, man.
Today's my last day, man. So one thing, goddamn, I'm gonna get high as a motherfucker today.
Uh huh.
It's over with.
But why exactly are you stopping?
That ain't everybody busy, you know? I'm just stopping. You know what I mean?
You just stopping?
I'm just stopping.
It's willy-nilly, huh?
Hey, man. You know, you got to grow, man.
We got to stay free. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Stands for Keep It 100, you understand? We all about freedom of speech and free talk and whatever you want to talk about on the show. Everything is a goal in the show. We only got one rule. Pay attention. Please don't call up here with no fake shit. If you do, that's waiting on you. All right? That's it. I only got one simple rule on the show. The show is K100. That means keep it 100, a.k.a. keep it Ben Frank. Stay on task, people. Y'all know the drill. It's episode 46, not 4. Y'all know what's going on here already. If you got sensitive ears, hang up, log off. By the way, the number to call in is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966, you dig? That's the number to call into the show if you're listening out there in the www.world. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 is the official site. Go to the site, and if you want to stream us live, you can while we're going live. We air live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. All right? K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music. We're a record label. We're an indie record label. Also, this is another part of the faction. That being said, we do spin music. We spin our in-house music a lot most of the time because we love us some us. I do the shit anyway. Fucking haters. But on top of that, we also take music submissions from other independent artists, independents only. We don't play artists with major record deals. We only spend artists who on the come up. So if you know anybody that sing or rap, if you know anybody, if you rap or sing or whatever, what have you, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to even be that kind. It can be all kinds of music, as long as it's tight. You understand what I'm saying? Send it to k100radio@gmail.com. You feel me? The letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word, @gmail.com. That's the email for the show. Send it to us. Make sure it's good quality music. Make sure it's something that people want to hear. If it's totally whack, not going to be able to play it. All right? We already know that. We've been through this drill before. Once again, before I go ahead and get into the show, episode 46, you understand what I'm saying? Single life. I'm living the single life. Yeah! Actually, I love being single, but a lot of people hate being single. That's what we're going to talk about. The pros and cons. It's some things. I've been in relationships. I've been in long-term relationships. There's a lot of things I miss about it, but I also like where I'm at in life right now. I have no problem with it. Some people are single and depressed. Why? Why? Too much shit to be doing. We'll get into that. But before I go on, K100 is on Facebook and MySpace. If you're on Facebook and MySpace, we're a web-based radio show, internet-based. You understand what I'm saying? Which means our main thing and our quirk is the internet. So we promote mostly the internet. You know, we got a little street promotions and a little street team. P. Reg will come in here in a minute with some lame ass excuse about he was doing something for the show, and I'm gonna bash him. Cause we all know that's some bullshit, P. Not every day, P. Not every fucking day, P. Every day you late, P. Every day.
You on nigga time, man.
Color people time. That's all this shit is about, P. That's all it's about, homie. Of course, I'll mash him again when he gets here. But anyway, with that being said, we want everybody to link up with us via the internet. If you're on the internet, if you got it on your phone, we don't care. Now, if you don't have the internet and all you can do is call in and talk to the show at 347-934-0966, that's cool. We got all the love in the world for you because them the people that make the show live and the people that interact with it. So them the ones that call in and some listen and call in. But if you do have access to the internet, please make sure you hit us up online, man, and find us not just the show, but make sure you interact with us when the show is down because we only on the air 2 hours a day for 4 days a week. I mean, but we have other conversations and other stuff still going on the website. So you might miss it. You understand? We're going to start posting up some other kind of stuff like video and all this other kind of shit. So y'all might want to just, you know, be our friend on MySpace, like us and become a fan on our Facebook page. And majorly, if you're an iPod, iPhone, Apple user, subscribe to our show in the iTunes store in the podcast section. It's totally free. Just go up on the podcast when you're in the iTunes store. Do a search for K100, the letter K, the number 100. You're going to see the middle finger because we basically the only one on there with that name. You're going to see the middle finger and hit subscribe. It's totally free. Won't cost you anything. And every time you plug your phone up to charge it up or your iPod to charge it up and sync up, you download all episodes that you don't have of the show. All right? And episodes don't weigh a lot, so it won't bog your phone down. Okay? So make sure you do that. Okay? You dig? All right. Swole, you got anything you want to say today while you're here? Nah, is this man. Your last day officially smoking weed and you're going to quit after the day?
No, I can't talk about the single shit, man.
You can't talk about the single shit?
I can't relate to that, man.
I mean, I know Big Swole was in a relationship, you understand what I'm saying? What up, Pete? How you doing? Don't come up here with the chopper. I really don't even want you in on this conversation. You might just say the wrong thing to the wrong end. Here we go.
Hey.
War time over at the studio.
Yeah.
But I can't ask you this. And I know you are forced to give a certain answer.
Whatever.
You were single for a long time before you got with your lady right now. Now, which one you like the best?
Shit.
You know I ain't that shit.
No comment.
No, it's still a fight.
No comment.
You got to goddamn say. You got to say specifically. You got them happy of being married.
No, I'm happy. I'm happily married. You know what I'm saying? But you know, no comment. On to the next one.
God damn, man. That's all right. That's a little suspect. All right, moving right along. You did. 347-934-0966. Episode 46, baby. Single. The single life. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about on the show tonight. You feel me? The single life. The pros, the cons. Got a couple questions about it. You feel me? About, you know. What do you think? A couple of rules to being single we're going to put out there. A lot of people breaking the rules. I've been breaking the fucking rules my damn self. Blizzum. Fuck is wrong with you? Get it together, homie. Breaking all kind of single rules. You know what I'm saying? But welcome everybody to the show. All right? Let me go ahead and get into the goddamn synopsis. Let me read it so we can jump right to the meat and potatoes. I got a couple people on the phone lines. Remember, if you're on the phone lines, hit the number one if you want to comment. All right? Are you a single man or a woman? Now, how do you feel about it? Now, I know some people who are single and they hate it. I'm reading the synopsis of the show. I know some people who are single and they hate it. And some that love it. I know people that are in relationships and wish they were single again. Now, see, that's sad, but see, that's also true. Of course, we'll get into that. What are some ups and downs of being single? If you're just kicking it with somebody and y'all both still single, y'all kicking it, you know, y'all doing the 1-2, whatever y'all doing, y'all going out, y'all smashing, y'all doing whatever, but y'all ain't in a relationship, y'all are both single people, you feel me? What should you do and don't do with them? What are some lines that you should not cross? You feel me? And everybody got their own little different borders and boundaries they have when they single, because sometimes single people be doing some more relationship type shit. And may everybody get confused, and then that's when shit hit the fan. You feel me?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, some people, actions speak louder than words. Like, they may say they single, but they may be displaying another thing. You feel me? That's like when you right at that border. Like, you don't know whether or not it's going to go down or not. You know what I'm saying? But it's certain shit that if you single, you really don't need to be doing with nobody. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't got them in no relationship, motherfucker, you know what the fuck? You don't need to have a key to my shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can spend the night, because you know, I ain't going to put you out at 4 a.m. after I beat you all night. Damn, you know, you don't need to be staying over 2 days straight. You don't need no toothbrush over here.
Hell
nah. You don't need to be leaving shit. I'm just saying. Just little stuff like that right there. You feel me? You know what I mean? Some people say you should never spend the night at all with a motherfucker. You always need to get the fuck up and go. Even if you got done, they don't give a fuck if it's 6 a.m. Go home. Everybody different.
Got to, man. Keep it moving.
Okay. So, that's the questions I want you to answer if you're single or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, well, let me go ahead and finish reading the synopsis. Okay. Now, people have a tendency to attach being single with being lonely and or wild. Like, it's like nowadays, like if you're single, either you lonely or you just too wild. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to settle down or whatever. Well, don't necessarily be about that. Now, I'll get into that also. You feel me? It's got to be one or the other, but I don't agree with that. The dating game has changed, and lately, being single in your 40s and 30s ain't the same as being single in your 20s. You feel me? Or is it? Is single being single? It don't matter. I know, I personally think it's a big difference between being single and you 30-something, especially if you a chick. You know what I'm saying? Especially the women. The women just... they see it as doomsday if they in the damn late 30s. It's like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? The clock is ticking and all this other shit. Some of them like, fuck that. I don't want no man. They been through some crazy shit, and they got them living it. They're living the high life. You know what I'm saying? Right now in their late 30s, 40s, whatever. Different strokes for different folks. But, once again, I don't want anybody. The main reason why I don't want you to feel excluded from the show if you're in a relationship is, A, and this is A and A1 and B and C, your ass could be single again. You know what I'm saying? So, you were single before, because wasn't nobody born married. And on top of that, you could in fact end up being single again. I mean, what? You know, relationships break up. Marriages break up. It is what it is. So, some of the stuff that you hear, you might need to hear some of this stuff. So, if you ever back in the goddamn rat race again after so many years, some shit you might have to learn. It's going to be changed by then if you don't do it. It's shit changing all the time. Like, okay, I'll give you an instance. For instance, I was in a relationship for a long time, and I became single about 2 years ago. And I've been single for 2 years. And one thing that had definitely changed that I wasn't ready for as far as the single, just being single, is the internet shit. The internet hookups, how the internet works, how motherfuckers really get down, really meet, really link up through the internet. Like, that had transformed since I had really been out there like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? I had watched it here and there, you know, MySpace, and, you know, a little, but really, when it was just like willy-nilly, and I could really literally do what the fuck I wanted to do, I realized how deep and serious that shit is. You know what I'm saying? That's the internet shit and being single is serious right about now. It's like the club.
Yeah.
Depending on what kind of person you are, depending on where you live. You know what I'm saying? People in Atlanta, they take it for granted because there's so many clubs and there's so much shit to do. You feel me? But motherfuckers that live somewhere that ain't got too much to do,
they on the internet.
They on the internet. You feel what I'm saying? Meeting motherfuckers, they got to drive an hour and a half to meet. You know what I'm saying? And go make the drive. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of different shit that changed. I know that's just one thing personally for me. That was a whole other ball game when I became single. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, I'm going to ask people their own little stories, but that was just my shit. If you fresh out of a relationship or if you want to get in one. But my main thing is, do you like the single life? You understand what I'm saying? Now, me personally, I like the single life. You feel me? And people say that if you like being single like that, that means you're just selfish.
Yeah.
Because you like that it's all about you. You like the fact that you don't have to worry about nobody else or whatever. I'm going to tell you something, man. And this is me. I may eat that and say, yeah, I may be a little bit selfish to a certain motherfucking degree. You feel what I'm saying? But is it really selfish if you want to be happy? You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? See, if being single, if doing what single people do is what makes you happy, how can somebody sit here and say that's selfish? It's what makes you happy. Since when is doing something that makes you happy selfish? Feel me? Because if you really wanted to be in a relationship, you would be happy in it. You feel what I'm saying? It's like if you wanted to, you would be unhappy when you're single because you want to be in a relationship, so you're not gonna be happy. But if you really didn't want to be in a relationship, if you was in a relationship and you're doing all kind of single shit, A1 cheat. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? A2 spending money just like it's only you. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Staying out to, you know, all kinds of, you know, doing all kinds of, staying out all kinds of hours or whatever. All that shit that single people can do without no recourse. If that's what you want to do, then you can't possibly be happy in your relationship. Right. Because you really want to be fucking single. Everything you do is saying you want to be single. You feel what I'm saying? And I think people need to stay single until they motherfucking good and ready. I don't give a, I'm tired. I made a mistake. Getting into a relationship, not because I wanted to just really be in a committed relationship. I got into a relationship because of, you know, different reasons. You feel what I'm saying? You know, my girlfriend, you know, we was kicking it, you know what I'm saying? But then again, she got pregnant and that really changed the ball game for me. So I kind of was like, yo, I just want to be there for my seed. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because I had went through my own issues with my father or whatever. So I was like, you know, I just want to be around. You feel what I'm saying? For my son, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of just like, you know what, I'm going to just try and chill. But had that not happened, I probably wouldn't have just did that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So therefore, I was in a relationship, but I still kind of wanted to be single. And that's never a good combination. You feel me? You still kind of wanted to be. You was happy with who you was. I was happy with who I was with. She was cool and everything, especially in the beginning. But after a while, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? If you really just don't want to be in the damn relationship, you really deep down, you want to be single. If you didn't get into your relationship because, man, I am going to be miserable without that person. You feel me? You got to literally feel like that about a motherfucker. You feel me? I think that I'm going to be single until I feel like that about somebody. You feel what I'm saying? Because if I don't feel like that about nobody, why the hell am I finna get into a relationship with them? I gotta feel like, man, I can't stand that and not have them in my world. You feel what I'm saying? Until I feel like that, why am I in a relationship? Because that's what's gonna make me happy. I'm gonna be unhappy if I'm not around that person. You feel me? So in order for me to get into the damn relationship, I'm gonna stay single until I meet somebody that make me feel like, yo, my world ain't gonna function unless I'm not gonna be happy unless I'm with them. You feel what I'm saying? But as it stands right now, I'm happy with my life. It's some things about it that I would like to change. You feel what I'm saying? And it's a lot of things about being in a relationship that I took for granted that I don't have anymore right now. You feel me? Because when I was in a relationship, it was other kids involved. You feel me? So I actually miss being around the kids. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Even though it used to get my fucking nerves, I kind of miss that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, after you be around them so much, you get used to it. It's not the same eating dinner with five or eating dinner by yourself. It's a big damn difference. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So it can be lonely at first and at times. You feel me? It was a lot harder when I became single at first. But with time, I got better. I'm good now. You feel me? I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? But some people, it goes in reverse, I think. You know what I'm saying? Like when they first break out, they're like, oh, they're so happy. And then goddamn 2 years after goddamn being single, though, they want to boo now.
Yeah.
Especially the women, you know what I'm saying? The women break down. I think it'd be going in reverse, it did for the most of the dudes. The longer a nigga, the more he gets feeling. You know, he might miss the lad at first, he might miss him at first, but the longer he be single, the more he be like, man, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Until, you know, he just really start, man, like, man, I really need to just chill, and he want a companion, a daily companion. You feel what I'm saying? Because, see, make no mistake about it. Pay attention. Make no mistake about it. Being single don't mean you got to be hurting for companionship. If you hurting for companionship, your single status ain't really got shit to do with it. It's you, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's you. It's you. It's not your status. You feel me? Because being single, you should have I think like when you single, okay, this is where everything gets fucking jumbled up to me. You know what I'm saying? Because when you single, the object is to date multiple people. You know what I'm saying? That's why you single. You're not single if you're only fucking with one person. You're not single. You know what I'm saying? You may have the one that you like more than everybody, but how could you possibly say that you're single and you only deal with one person? I ain't even, you may, even if you're a female, you may say, well, I'm going to have sex with one guy at a time because I don't want to be fucking two and three dudes in case the baby pop up. You know, some crazy shit like that. And then refer to episode 45, would you please? You know what I'm saying? Would you please? Hey, Stapleton. Just go to the site and hit back one at the bottom. Just back. And listen to that part. All right, please. But for real, you know what I'm saying? The whole point is, you single is, you got to date more than one person. You can't just keep it with one person. And some people are like, well, you ain't got to sleep with everybody you date. Okay, I give you that. You right. I'm not finna date one motherfucking person and I'm single. That's ludicrous. I'm going to date one motherfucking person, idiot, be with one person. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? All right, so let's just go ahead and just put that out there. If you are truly single, you most definitely won't just be dating one person at a time. You may have one that you like the most. You may have one that you prefer to chill with, and they the first option. You feel me? But you will, in fact, be chilling with multiple people. Even if you don't have, even if you ain't fucking every single one of them. You know what I'm saying? You got to be at least, you know what I'm saying? You got to be at least kicking it with more than one person, or what the fuck is the point? You know what I'm saying? I mean, who does that? So the whole thing about you be lonely or you need a companion and all that, look, if you date more than one person, it should be like, which one tonight? You know what I'm saying? Who I want to kick it with? Sometimes you are having days where everybody get caught up. Because remember when you're living single, that motherfucker that you do date, dating other people too. You know what I'm saying? So just because you got some free time, they may have already made a date with another motherfucker, and then you got, so you got to juggle the shit. You got to make sure. You got to line it up 2 days in advance. It's hard to do last minute shit sometimes when you single with people. Because at the last minute, they may already have a date with somebody else. They may already have prior obligations. Even if they like you the most, you can't just be canceling dates. And this is what we're going to get into. We're going to get into goddamn etiquette when you're single. Let's single people. Let me just throw it out there since I said it. You can't be damn breaking dates to go out and just because you want to go out on a date with the other person really like that. Because if you constantly breaking dates with somebody else, to go out with that same particular person all the time, actually, you liking that motherfucker a little more than you might need a goddamn. Y'all might need to explore going into a relationship or something if they feeling you like that too, cause you're not really living a single life. You kind of sort of is, but you bordering a relationship, and all that other person got to do is start to feel the same way, and you off the market. Both of y'all off the market. You actually taking yourself off the market, in a way, kind of, sort of. Now, some people might say, oh, listen, man, hey, man, you know, I mean, it's all right to have, you know, that one special person, whatever, and date other people, but you got that one special person. I mean, if they special, and y'all, I mean, and they feel the same way about you, you know what I'm saying, maybe y'all should be together and try it out. You know what I'm saying? So, my whole thing is, living single, the whole point of living single and being a bachelorette is the freedom to date whoever you want to date, go wherever you want to go, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So just let's stop it with the you single, but you only kicking it with one guy. You feel me? No, you got a boyfriend or something. You feel me? I don't, what? Who does that? I don't get it. Just that whole shit right there is just crazy to me. So just know that if you meet a guy or meet a female and they truly single, know that you ain't the only person that they may be dating. Up until the last very moment that y'all actually commit and say that y'all are going to be monogamous and in a relationship, they are probably still going out fucking with somebody else. I mean, because they are single. They may be feeling you like that, but damn it, man. They're single. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. So I want to ask all the people that's on the line, 347-934-966, 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you're on the line. I got a couple people on the line if you want to holler at me. Or give. If you're single, please, If you're single, please hit the number one. If you're online, you know what I'm saying? I got about 10 people on the line. So if you're single, hit the number one. I want to ask you these questions. You feel what I'm saying? Are you happier? Which one do you like the most, being single? And give me a couple of rules that since you're single that you don't cross with nobody because you're single. You feel me? I got my own. I got my own. Hey, we can goddamn keep it K100 and keep it sexually. You know, just because, you know, that person not your boyfriend is some things that you do and don't do because you ain't got no real boyfriend. You feel me? I mean, you know, of course, we've already been through this in what was the episode something about this halfway screwing, but we can revisit that. We can revisit that single people. You know what I'm saying? Single people, do you get it all the way in even though you ain't in a relationship with that motherfucker? Answer me that, single people. You ain't really in a relationship because you single. But when you get when you go out with somebody, when you get your smash on, do you kind of like screw differently because y'all ain't in no relationship? You feel me? I don't know. I don't know. I think P. Reg came out. And this motherfucker, I'm a fucking nasty guy, man. I think I hear him out there, man. Bamming down the fucking rock. This guy here, man. Anyway, I'm finna get ready to go to the line. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you're on the line. If you want to tell me about your experiences being single. If you're living a single life, do you like it? You understand? What are the pros and cons? You feel me? If you're single, you know what I'm saying? How's your sex life with the single? Is your sex life better because you're getting to screw up some people? How's your sex life? Or are you getting any? Are you single and not getting none? Get it, man. Single and you're not getting none? You should be getting plenty. You should have too much. You're single. How you ain't getting laid if you goddamn single? Who does that? Third point. Jesus, man. Just saying. Unless you a nun. I don't know. I don't know. Unless you a nun. I'm just saying. Why are you single and you ain't really goddamn asking nothing? I mean, you know, you can go out here and do whatever the hell you want to do. You don't need a whole bunch of requirements and shit. Is that motherfucker look good? Are they cool? Strap it up, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Run it down. What are you waiting for? What are you saving it for? You saving it for some guy? How you know he missed the right? Gonna have to date more than one. Of course we know you're gonna have to fuck him. I mean, who gets married without having sex with their future wife or husband? Who does that? Fucking P. Reg. Yeah! Just sliding in whenever the willy-nilly, whatever the hell he want to do it. Hey. This type of shit I be talking about, man.
Hey. One thing with your motherfucking brother, the boss.
Ah, here we go with this shit again.
Your brother, the boss, nigga, shit. He don't talk shit about you, but nigga.
Damn it.
I ain't motherfucking worried about it, nigga. When I get a motherfucking check, he get a motherfucking check, so.
He man is always fucking...
Hey,
all right.
We singles right now, so nigga. If you the lead single and I'm in the group and I don't know how to sing, they gonna give me a motherfucking check too, nigga. So whatever. How about that, nigga, right now? Nigga, hey, I'm a part of Chinese. So whenever Chinese get a motherfucking goddamn check, P. Rand's gonna definitely get a check. Well, I'm on time or late. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we see that for a see.
My check's still been off.
See how niggas is?
My check's still been off.
This type of shit you gotta deal with. When you a black owned business and you employ black people.
Look, you see where I'm pulling out my trash card out the motherfucking truck. He's still coming. You know what I'm saying?
Because you late. Damn it.
Hey, look, it don't even matter. I ain't trying to win with this guy. But, ladies, I'm single for tonight. And I'm single.
All right, we going to line, man. Single people looking at six people on my fucking. Six single people on my line. They scared to talk. How y'all gonna snag something? Tell them about your people. I might play hookup tonight. Single guys, single ladies. I put y'all in the game.
Just saying, though.
You know what I'm feeling? Veronica McNair was first and then the Major next. What's going on, Miss McNair?
I'm over here laughing, man.
Hey, man, you know, I'm just trying to give people a game about being single because some people obviously got this shit all messed up and twisted. Miss V,
well, you know, what's up, your lateness? How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Your Highnessness. Hey, thanks to
be you over there. You over there.
Yeah, Big Swole in the building, a.k.a. Lemon Pepper Kush.
We already know that, and they already know that, but you were late. I've already talked to them about Swole.
Hey, he want to match me in the motherfucking way.
Damn it.
Hey, your finger Your fingers don't lie.
That's the weed.
V. Your fingers don't lie. V.
Yeah.
Stick his fingers in there before you stick his dick in there. You want to know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So your fingers don't lie.
You got to check.
Apply me. You smell that.
I hear it, man.
Shut
up, man. Listen, V.
Yes.
You single, right?
Yes.
All right.
Are you sure?
You know why I'm laughing, right? Blue know why I'm laughing, because we've had some conversations on Facebook before.
Oh, yeah, we have. I mean, that's why I'm bringing it to the people. I'm bringing it to the airwaves.
I
want to
know why she's singing.
When you were like, where they do that at, you already know that's me. So I might not qualify for some of these questions.
I'm just saying. So basically, you single, and you ain't getting none.
I'm not getting any because I don't want any right now. So it's not because I can't get any. I can get plenty.
I know, because
I just
you're
really
capable
any.
Of doing it. We know you're really capable of doing it. And you've been wanting to, you teach yourself. For some reason, you live in a single life, but you don't want to get laid.
Not right now.
That's what single people do, people. Single
Pussy
people get laid. Pussy on strike?
And they don't get laid by the same person over and over. Because you're fucking single. Damn it, man.
Pussy on strike, Miss Me?
Yeah, so see, if I were not like living that other single, well, this single life, then I could be getting plenty from like multiple people because multiple people, you know, been trying to get with me. I just don't want to be bothered right now.
Okay, I feel that. I understand that. So let me ask you this, B. Which one do you like the best? Do you like being single or do you like being in a relationship? Obviously, you don't like being single because you're not living a single life. You don't like being single.
You know what, though? And I'm being K100 with y'all. I have never been wired to, I mean, I'm okay either way. Honestly, I love being in a relationship, but I'm okay either way. A relationship doesn't define who I am, you know, so if I want to go out and come in at 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't have to worry about anybody looking at me cross-eyed, you know, or I don't feel pressured to call somebody and tell them where I am, or if they call me, you know, I don't have to worry about that, so you know, and on the flip side, if you're in a relationship, it's cool to know somebody, you know, if they ain't tripping and, you know, schizo and all that. But, you know, to know that they're concerned about you, baby, you all right, blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay, then talk to you later. You know, so then there's that side. But this single side, because I just recently moved out, this single side is cool. Because, you know, I don't have to worry about wearing matching bra and panties. Like, I can cook in the kitchen with a big hole in my drawers. Or none, and just not worry about it, you know. So, I'm. That's kind of cool. I like that part of it.
Well, you know what? See, that's my thing right there. See, this is my problem right here. If you're in a relationship and you and that motherfucker cool, and y'all gel like that, y'all both down. If you a down to earth motherfucker that wanna cook in your goddamn granny drawers with a hole in it. And this motherfucking nigga right here should be like, God damn it, she not cooking with granny balls in a hole in it. Still gonna smash that motherfucking ass.
Nigga just going up, hey.
You know what I'm saying?
But you should do it.
If that's your baby, he loves you like that.
But you should do it. If that hole big enough in them granny draws, just tell the motherfuckers off my ass. And be like, I love you, baby.
Right.
That's why I have to tie these motherfucking panties off of you.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all right about that, but I'm, you know, just some comic relief though. But that's cool, you know. It's cool. I'm okay with it, you know. You know, as being single, you should be out there if you want to be out there, you know, mingling and rock climbing clubs and whatever it is that you can get into. Being single doesn't mean you have to be lonely, you know. That's kind of a choice.
Right. See, that's the whole point. People be like, oh, these motherfuckers, you ain't lonely. Some people stay in relationships, man. They scared to be single because they scared to be alone. You feel me? But me, that's not even a single or with somebody trait. I wanted to bring it up. That's a personality trait. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm so sociable. I'm so sociable that I ain't really got to be alone if I don't want to. Besides my family, if I really just want to chill with my family, I could. I got friends. I got associates that I do music with. Whatever, you feel what I'm saying? I can chill with somebody. It's always just the fact I may have some other shit to do or whatever, but I'm not never really lonely. I always can be in the company of somebody, even if it's the opposite sex. You feel me?
Right,
because, of course, I have multiple people that I can date or go out on a date with or do whatever with because I'm single. Therefore, I don't just talk to one person on the phone. I don't just go out with one person. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm single. You feel what I'm saying? So just like I expect that, just like I'm, let me give y'all another single rule. You can't get mad if you single and you call somebody that you know that's single and they can't chill tonight. You feel what I'm saying? You can't be getting mad at shit. You can't be getting an attitude. You can't be goddamn, you know, if you liking them like that right now and you feel like you want to occupy their time like that and you want to lock their time in,
you need to let them know.
And ask them up,
right,
can,
right.
Can it be us or no?
Why?
You need to move on because you can't get mad if a mother, if you ain't in a relationship with that motherfucker, you can't get mad if they got something else to do or they can't chill with you. It is what
you're
it
right
is.
About that.
What you need to do is make sure you don't get caught up in the bullshit and make sure you always got somebody else that you can goddamn chill or, do, or date or kicking with or whatever. You feel me?
I'm just, look.
Because you can't do that because you are single and the other person can't get mad. You feel me? If I enjoy my time with somebody, I'm going to enjoy that time with them. It don't matter whether they just came from another nigga house or they going to another nigga house after they leave here.
Exactly.
When we chilling, my nigga,
my time.
You feel me? When we together, long as we still make each other laugh the same, kick it the same, or whatever. If you dating somebody else, first of all, I'm not even finna. You can't even be asking them that shit. Damn it! You can't be asking questions.
Hey, I want to raise the eyebrow while we even talking about it.
You can't be asking questions. Go ahead, Pete.
Okay, the eyebrow I want to raise is
what?
When you are in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? If you are committed to a relationship, when you're in a relationship, I just want to know, and I know women going to say it's a respect thing. I just want to know who really came up with the rules of what time do a nigga supposed to motherfucking come in
house? What the fuck time?
Hold on, and I'm just saying it like this. Different people have, different couples have different rules or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So another couple might can just stand to be like, shit, baby, when you get here, you motherfucking get here. Or if you don't motherfucking come home, you don't motherfucking come home. You know what I'm saying?
But
I mean,
see, now you're living a single life.
But listen to what I'm saying, though.
Because we didn't make the rules, Pete, but it, nigga, don't let the sun beat you home. Now, we already
I'm
heard
saying,
that.
But I'm just saying, it depends on what you and your significant other, what y'all can goddamn say.
Yeah, that's cool. That's true. But then
some people envy another motherfucking relationship because they be like, this bitch must be crazy, or this nigga must be crazy because he let goddamn, you know what I'm saying? I'm like this. If a motherfucker fucking with me, do whatever you motherfucking goddamn please. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying gone out of my... Just do whatever you motherfucking please because I don't want you to feel like that. Motherfucker, you gotta really answer to me like I'm your motherfucking dad. And man, as long as you respecting what the fuck me and you got going on, I'm cool with it.
Right.
Well, P.P. Red, though...
Some people gonna say that's some single shit.
A.P., some people... Some people don't that's respecting. It's like, I mean, if you have that open, you know, Jada Will kind of relationship, then that's different. But some people might say, well, you're not respecting the relationship because, okay, if you come in at 6 o'clock or you come in at 8 o'clock in the morning, did you sleep over your boy's house in the basement? I mean, yeah, that happens from time to time, but how many dudes do that or how many women do that? You know, if I come in at 8 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, where the hell you been? You see what I'm saying? If you're not single. If I'm single, I come in when I get ready. But I mean, that's just a general thing, though.
But I'm like this. I break all the rules. I ain't goddamn going to say no lie. I'm breaking all the rules because I just don't feel like that shit, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? It fits me.
We need the P-Reg manual to breaking the rules or something like that, almanac or something, so you can tell us how to do that, you know.
Okay, I'm just saying it like this. If y'all got to understand, if me and my girl stayed together and she went over her sister's house and she was motherfucking drinking and she was like, shit, I'm too drunk to motherfucking come home. I ain't going to come home. Or if I don't motherfucking get the phone call, even if she don't motherfucking call, one thing about me, I ain't finna motherfucking hit the roof when you turn the motherfucking key on the door. Cause I'm just like this. If I do it, you better not say a motherfucking thing.
That's single life shit.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, call it what you want to, but I'm just saying. What I could have said, another nigga might take motherfucking the self though.
That's single life.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
Hey, well, I mean, call it what you want to.
Average person gonna say that's the single life shit. Now, hey, I would like for my relationship to be like that when I get into a relationship. You feel me? Because it ain't like I'm just saying,
like, any motherfucker that deal with me, that know what I motherfucking do, don't even motherfucking play with me.
That's all
I'm saying. Don't motherfucking play with me, because you already know what type of nigga I am. And if you've been fucking with me long enough, you know what I motherfucking do. Hands up, hands up. It's no question. So if you gonna motherfucking hit the roof, then hit the door. Shit, that's how I feel.
Or you can just stay fucking single, P.
Shit.
We going to the major, he on the line.
I'm just saying.
Go ahead, homie, what's happening? Yo, major.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, homie?
Chilling out here, taking a little smoke break, listening to y'all fool.
That was up.
Blow
man.
That shit, nigga. So, hey, check this out. You single, right?
Oh, of course. Good single.
So you love being single. You like being a single?
Hell yeah.
Huh?
I ain't got to get all that bullshit. Like when you coming in, where you been, all that stuff like that. I can't do it no more, dude.
Right. I don't know what that noise. You're doing something. I can't hardly hear.
You're blowing it in the wind.
I'm on Street. It's kind of loud out here.
Yeah. So you just like the freedom of it. You like not having to answer nobody. Is that your favorite thing about being single? Not having to answer to nobody?
I don't know if it's exactly that. I mean, that's a little part of it. But I was just in a bad relationship for like 5 years. And it was my prime years, like 25 to 30.
Right.
I was like, I ain't finna do that shit no more. I'm 32. You know, so I'm just finna enjoy me for a minute. It's just all about me. I'm gonna chill. And then by around 35, I might entertain the fact again. Entertain the idea again.
Right. That's kind of where I'm at because a lot of times, a lot of single people, they still single because they went through some crazy shit in a relationship. You feel me? And then they got single. And it's like you don't want to rush it. You feel what I'm saying? Whenever you do get back into a relationship and shit, you don't want to rush that shit, man. You feel me? Because you got it. You need to make sure that you done wanting to be single. You got to make sure you done with that shit. You got to get that shit all out. You know what I'm saying? Until I feel like that, I think I'll be single. You don't want to say twice.
And it's one of my homeboys put it to me like this. It was something I already knew, but it just kind of reminded me of it. It's like when you're single, and well, before you get married or get into a relationship, make sure you leave it all.
make sure you leave it all out
on the field, all your love.
Doing
what you do, creeping, all that. So that's what little stage I'm in, I'm just chilling doing me.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You feel me? Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get people to understand that. When you're single, you need to do the damn thing and live it the right way. You can't don't have one foot in and one foot out because then you end up hurt motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody got one foot in and one foot out and shit. It's like you gonna be single. Goddamn it, be single. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? When you do that one foot in, one foot out shit, you just playing with people's emotions, really though. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it real. You know what I mean?
Blue, I work with a lot of guys that's married and shit, and they come to me complaining. You know, they like between 35 and 40. They didn't get to do everything they wanted before, while they were single. They didn't leave it all out on the field. They just kind of got pressured into a relationship or marriage, and they be like trying to live through me. So I be like, I don't want to be like them.
Right. You don't want to be saying, what if?
Right, what if? Exactly.
Right. If I didn't do that, I wanted to do all of this. I think people need to get everything they want to do out of their system before they get into a relationship. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever it is that you want to do. Now, P says, he starts talking about relationship issues like, who said when a nigga should come home and all that kind of motherfucking shit like that right there, you feel me? And like he said, it's different strokes for different folks, you feel
it
me?
Is.
Some people don't really give a fuck about a nigga staying out late. Some people might trip if a nigga come home at folk. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I know relationships that care and the ones that don't care. And it's like every time a motherfucker don't really care, it's like people be like, oh, they just trying to still live single. Because like if you're in a relationship, you gotta be home by a certain time and all this other kind of shit right here. A lot of people, I mean, that's the part of the relationship shit I don't like, personally.
That's what I'm saying. I go against the grain and shit. You can take your relationship to the next step and have a good relationship. I'm talking about motherfucking old. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I'm in the house and all this and all that. The man should have should have paid the motherfucking mortgage, and they should have do this. It, you know, it's just different shit that they feel like as the woman what they should motherfucking do, and they want their man to do. So it's like, I'm not dating no motherfucking female like that, period, nigga.
Right.
It ain't motherfucking happening.
Right.
Bitch, go on and get you a motherfucking square because I'm a circle.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This shit go around. This shit go fuck on and stop. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you how I motherfucking do it.
Right. So let me ask you this before we go to the next caller.
All
what's some rules that you feel like if you single, you really shouldn't be doing? What's some shit that you like, look, if you motherfucking single, you don't need to be doing? Like, do you let chicks spend the night at your house? Or do you like, you know, it's a lot of people like, man, if you ain't motherfucking goddamn with that motherfucking person in a relationship, you don't need to do that. Because you single, you don't need to be, you don't need to get out like that. What, you got some stuff like that?
No, I mean, just the basic stuff. You can't be trying to check them, trying to, you know, keep up with who they're talking to and all that.
Right,
you know,
right.
If y'all ain't together, y'all ain't together. They ain't got an answer to you. It's just that simple.
Right, right. Now, and you got to respect the fact that you, I'm assuming, me being single and you being single, I'm assuming you fucking with somebody else because you single. You feel what
of
I'm
course,
saying?
Yeah.
I can't. You can't. When you kicking with a woman and they try to tell you I don't talk to nobody else and blah blah blah. See, that's when I be like, you know what? Come on, man. You single? Why you? If you single, why am I the only motherfucker you talking to? Then you might as well. What? Oh, you in a relationship with me, but I ain't in a relationship with you. You know what I'm saying? Who does that? Nobody. So I know you're talking to somebody else.
You just part of the roster. That's all.
Yeah. You feel me? Even if you like me like that. Even if you like me like that. And you would settle down with me. Key word is you would. But since you haven't, who gonna limit themselves to that? You gonna go out with somebody else. You gonna flirt with that other nigga. You gonna go out and eat with that nigga. You gonna do all that kind of shit. And if you single, you can't be mad if they do that.
Well, okay. The answer to that question is, if you single and you know she motherfucking single, don't even motherfucking answer that. Don't even ask that motherfucking question.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said you can't even be asking that.
Don't even ask, why you single? I don't give a fuck why you single, bitch. I'm single too. You know what I'm saying? Play yourself to motherfucking agony, nigga. Real talk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the answer to the last question is, like, do you let chicks spend the night when you single? Yes, you let chicks motherfucking spend the night when you single.
I do.
Hold on.
Right.
Because you single. But, bitch, you cannot leave anything motherfucking behind. That's a part of single.
Right.
Ain't no goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Oh, ain't no goddamn. Oh, I left my flip flops and I. Bitch, you better come. You better come.
Motherfuckers always gonna leave something though.
No, hell no.
Yeah,
no.
You fucking telling you. They gonna leave either on purpose or accident, whatever.
Hey, nigga, this
they gonna
what
leave.
Hey, this what I do.
They got to leave something.
Hey, that's what I do.
They tell you they left it or they may not.
But
they may leave
do.
It in
this
the. It might be what's right there. The next motherfucker might got them see that you didn't see.
Look, this one
under the bathroom sink.
Some of them are trying to slip some stuff in the closet on you.
You know.
Hey, look, this what I do. Bro.
But they gonna leave some shit.
When you take your shit off. Everything that
man,
you came with,
listen,
you put
man,
all that
listen,
shit in
man.
One motherfucker.
I'm telling you, they gonna need something.
Hey, and if they do, and
they gonna need something.
Hold on, listen.
An
and
earring,
if they do,
the earring,
look,
something.
They
need something.
If they
sometimes,
do,
not every time, but sometimes they gonna need.
If they do need something, and not find it. Guess what?
You gonna throw it away?
No, hell, I ain't gonna throw it away.
What you gonna do?
When she come back and get it, when she come back and get it, I'm just, we just ain't fucking around no more.
Because she left a pair of earrings.
Damn right, bitch. You, hey, you breaking the motherfucker on me?
I'm killing P. You are lying, P.
Okay.
If that motherfucker came over there and goddamn gave you some motherfucking super fire head, you beat that motherfucker pussy up all night. Y'all had a good motherfucking time. Y'all drank y'all smoke. And just because she left a pair of motherfucking earrings there, you ain't gonna fuck with her no more.
Bitch,
whatever, B. I don't believe you, man. I don't believe you.
That's like you going over there fucking saying, damn, babe, I forgot my drawers when I took a shower.
That's you gonna forget their drawers.
I know I'm lying.
You gonna forget their drawers.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. You say anything. I'm talking about
you
like.
You say every. Okay, that's
body
like
jail
you.
When they go in there
on,
take a shower, all kind
first,
of shit they leave.
First off, oh, baby, I forgot my watch. But you use your watch every day to motherfucking tell time. Oh, I forgot my telephone.
No, nobody forgets their phone.
Jeez.
Nobody forgets their phone. And nigga, I can't, if I pull off from anywhere.
You gonna go back and get it, right?
Oh, I'm gonna turn back around and get my phone. Nobody leaving their phone.
So, bitch, if you left them earrings and you
got
out of
the
car. Hold on. You got in the car and you was just like, oh, I left my earrings.
Then she might not. Then she might be shut in the morning.
Look,
she gonna beat all night.
Look, listen, she like, oh, I left my earrings.
This guy here, man. This guy is crazy.
But I ain't gonna trip it.
You are not gonna stop fucking with them because of that.
See, I call that bitch and be like, hey, you know
this shit, cuz. This nigga know he bullshitting, though.
Hey,
Nigga,
hold on, hold on, hold on.
If she's fine, nigga, and she got that fire, nigga, you're not going to stop fucking with her over some earrings.
This is what I'm telling you.
No, you're not going to do it.
Now you're going to tell me, baby. Click that hey, look.
Man,
I'm telling you about
motherfucker. Who? Who's shooting who?
Hey.
You shoot back. We have a shootout. God damn it.
I'm telling you like me. I'm telling you like me. I don't give a fuck if it's 7 in the morning. I'm gonna go replace that bitch. I'm looking for some shit if she left it. That's just me. I'm a
neat
nigga, so I know what.
Well, guess what, the kicker is?
What?
You worried about somebody else finding the other shit?
I really,
because you're single. So if she do leave,
I just
shit,
don't want to
and another motherfucker come over here and she see a girl got them pair of earrings sitting right there. What can she say? But damn, somebody left their earrings. Oh yeah, they did.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Hey, but that
you can't get mad.
I ain't gonna get mad, but that might really deter her from giving me that pussy that night too. If she see it, even if she's single, she just might be like, you know what? This nigga fuck.
Why? Cause is she under some kind of false? Have you been keeping it 100 people? Why she think that she might not be
hey,
about
it? Hey, hey, hey,
hold on.
It really us. I'm saying it us as men. We don't give a fuck. We still talking about women.
Okay.
They might not say goddamn. Oh, I don't give a damn. But nigga, them hoes motherfucking give a damn. If they know they goddamn. Okay, I'm smashing this nigga. Least and a real motherfucker gonna be like damn. At least have a decency got there. You know I was coming in the bathroom. You could have picked the big earrings up.
I'm just saying if you didn't see. Of course, why would I leave the fucking earrings right there? Of course, if you left the motherfuckers here and I know another motherfucking female coming off, the motherfuckers going in the stock
okay,
before
okay,
they leave.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, listen.
I'm just saying.
If you've been smashing all night and you like, okay.
You hear this?
But listen, I'm going to give you a good scenario.
Go ahead.
You've been smashing all night. It's 7 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You just laying down. And another chick calling you like, okay, I'm just going to let her come on through. You in the bed. Hold on, listen. You in the bed. You don't even see my call at 9. You still in the bed, nigga, for smashing all night. But you single, so you got another bitch coming over. You don't even get up and go to the motherfucking bathroom because you ain't had to go to the bathroom yet until the bitch rung the doorbell and knocked on the door. And she just be like, can I use your bathroom?
Well, you
right
know,
quick?
I really don't. I really don't run them like that. Back to back like that.
Shit.
This guy's off the chain.
I'm just saying, though.
This is for you, Pete.
Hey, I have done it.
Hey, Major.
I have done it.
Major.
I'm listening.
Hey, you ever had one goddamn, you ain't even goddamn got up and washed your nuts off and the next one over there at the door? You ever do that? This is what Pete's saying he's doing.
Nigga, hey, nigga, I put that. Hey, hold on. Real talk.
He said plenty of times.
Hey, nigga, real talk. I put this on everything.
No, I'm not. I want to say that on the air.
Real talk. I put this on everything. I was fucking with a chick, and this other chick knew I was fucking with
single
the bitch.
Like,
knew I was fucking with the bitch, and she was just like, "What time is she leaving?" I'm like, "Oh, she might leave about 7 or 8 in the morning." The bitch was outside at my motherfucking house at 7:30 and sat in the car and waited till the bitch pulled off and got there. Came, oh, I just saw her leave. I've been sitting out there since 7:30. Still came in there and flirting and burped with nigga, man. Still came in there and got down, nigga. You better. I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, your motherfucking red, bitches.
Hey, I take this shit to a house, nigga.
Play a motherfucking red.
Hey, you better ask my little brother. I tell niggas all the time. I'm one of the best niggas that ever did this shit, nigga. Stand the fuck up.
Play a fucking red.
I'm trying to tell you, nigga.
Play a red.
Hey, matter of fact. Hey.
I ain't no wild like that.
All right, dog. I'm going to hang up. Matter of fact, if we weren't doing a lot of cussing and shit on the L, nigga, I'd call my motherfucking mama, nigga, and then my mama got
your mama gonna tell you that?
Boy, my mama used to tell women like this. Straight up. That's why I stopped playing I'd be like, nah. My mama used to be like, you seen that tattoo on his arm? Baby, he chained women like he chained draws. I mean, every day.
Dang.
I mean, every day.
Play a red.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, look at him.
Look, I don't run him like that right there.
You used to. You used
when
to.
When I was younger, yeah. When I was younger.
I'm just saying, I don't did it now.
Yeah,
I don't did
when
it.
I was younger, but not now. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be surprised. It's like vice versa. What a nigga go for and what a female will go for if you put it out there.
Right.
Because they might just be like, shit, nigga, I really ain't tripping it. Nigga, you got some good dick. Your dick might be the dick I want to fuck today. You know what I'm saying? So
now, see, that's the whole thing. Listen, ladies, 347-934-0966. And I got a line full of them. All of them just sitting back absorbing everything.
Shit, they built.
Everything we fucking saying.
They built.
Like, you motherfucking niggas here. But this is motherfucking K100. Your motherfucking boyfriend might think like this, motherfucker. You think you got that nigga on lock?
But any
kill your goddamn self.
Any motherfucker that know me, nigga.
You don't even realize you single and you single.
Hey. Motherfucker,
check. Some of y'all. Look, some of y'all.
Check my motherfucking sheet, nigga. 96.
Some of y'all.
97 and 98, nigga. Nigga,
okay, player.
Listen. Work no motherfucking job. Hustle did what I, nigga, 3 fucking years, nigga. Still got the rent paid. Still motherfucking kept the whip, nigga. The bills. Still stay fresh at the mall, motherfucker, every week, nigga. Couple of minutes of motherfucking bitches.
Tell your fucking record.
Yo, nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, 3 times I told you.
We know.
I could have been a pimp.
Your name is
I almost been a pimp, nigga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back. Living single.
Yeah.
You know, I just got to let y'all motherfuckers know, man, you know.
Yes.
Fuck on bullshit you want to.
Let's play a Reggie, ladies and gentlemen.
That's before y'all started really eating pussy and telling me y'all was eating pussy. You feel me? Before all the gay shit came out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I got 347-934-0966. Come on, man. We got all these people on the line. Y'all hit the number one and holler at me, single ladies. I got like 6 of y'all sitting here.
Some ladies sitting on the motherfucking line, they ain't gonna let the motherfucking skeleton out their closet, like, dang, motherfucker. Hey, single ladies, do you believe in shit at dude's house on purpose?
I'm just saying, every now and again, just see what that nigga gonna do.
You know they gotta try you. Just like we try them. Oh, if she come over here.
Because I know they leave it, because I'm a single guy and motherfuckers leave shit.
Listen up.
But do you do it on purpose, single ladies?
Blue, come on, bro. Blizz.
I'm just saying. I just want to see if they're going to admit to it on the air.
Look.
What?
You know if a chick come over here that you ain't never motherfucking smashed, and she come over here and be laying all under you, and you motherfucking get that hand on the left out of the motherfucking panties and grip that ass, nigga, you going gusto for the front, nigga, for the grass and the motherfucking water holes, nigga.
What is that? Okay. What's the point?
You going to try. You going to try to fuck.
Okay.
So, nigga, they gonna try you the same way. After I gave this nigga this pussy,
uh-huh.
I'm gonna leave some shit to see how he gonna take that. That's how they motherfucking think. Some of them, they'll leave that shit on purpose.
So, you saying they left it on purpose?
Hey, some of them really do leave it on purpose. Just depending on what it is.
They never admit to it. They always say it was an accident.
Yeah, that's what. Come on, man. They're a woman. What the fuck they gonna do? Shit. How many times a nigga go over female house
you
and actually leave?
You better start hitting number one before I start opening up the lines. I know that shit.
You tell me that. How many motherfucking...
I'm like 10 people on the line.
How many times you went over a motherfucking female house and actually... How many times you went over a female house and actually really left something? I mean, on purpose. Never, right?
Never.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because you're going to make sure that you got all... A nigga going to make sure he got all his shit anyway because he don't want the motherfucking bitch calling him saying, oh, you left something and all that. No, man, because I don't want to hear. Bitch, I'm going to make sure I got... First off, bitch, I'm finna wear less shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? I might come over your house motherfucking jeans and no drawers. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I get it in like the flicks. You know what I'm saying? You ain't, bitch, you ain't got to worry about me leaving my motherfucking drawers because I ain't wearing none. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about me leaving my motherfucking shirt because I wore a tank top. All
right, so...
Shit. All right. All
right, so that's the question.
You don't worry about me leaving my sock because I wore my house shoes. I straight out of the shower just threw some shit on, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know I was going to spend the night, but I ain't leaving that. I ain't leaving that.
If you're single, once again, if you're single, please don't be purposely leaving stuff at the other single person's house to try and see if they messing with somebody else or, you know, if you're doing it, it's an accident. Okay, I'm not going to not talk to you no more. Like Pete said, he would never talk to you again. I wouldn't take it that far. We differ at that particular point. Pete
hold
said,
on, okay, hold
Pete
on.
Said he cutting you off.
Hold that's on, just hold on, okay. I'm going to just put it like this. Uh-huh. Depending on what they left,
nigga,
what they left, hold on. What they left and where they left it at. That's what I'm going out for.
Pair of panties under the bed?
Boy, nigga, hell yeah. It's
pair of panties in the bed could have been anything, P.
Bruh.
P, it could have been anything. Could have been any reason why she left a pair of panties under the bed, homie. Just saying.
Nigga, you know you took bitch, you know you took the panties off. You not gonna put your panties back on?
I'm just saying, let's say she get up, take a shower, while she at your crib, which they gonna do, freshen up, and then the panties that she had on last night that you ripped off and just slung every fucking way because you ready to beat the shit down. And then the next day, after she get up and get ready and get dressed to put all her shit on in the hustle and bustle, she forgot about the goddamn pair of pants that she took off, that you took off last night. You know what I'm saying? That she flicked those feet off and they flicked up under the bed. She didn't see them because she didn't get down and see them under the bed. I'm just saying, P, it can happen.
Hey, guess what a real bitch gonna say?
She left the panties.
No, she gonna say, I can't find my panties.
Man,
that's what she gonna say. That bitch ain't finna just walk out and be like, I just left my motherfucking panties. Shit, bitch, you better come find the motherfucking panties.
I'm just saying, man, that shit can happen, man.
All right, man.
But like I said, if you
motherfucking single, and I come over your house and that motherfucking toilet seat up, bitch, you ain't got no dick. I tell you that.
But what that mean? Why you even concerned about it if you single?
I'm just saying, I ain't concerned, but I'm just saying, signs of, bitch, don't motherfucking play. I really don't care. Right. Bitch, if you ain't clean your bathroom and that motherfucking toilet seat up, bitch, come on now. I don't care.
Right.
I'm just like, bitch, you better make sure you have all the motherfucking doors locked. You know, I carry my bitch with, man, that's my bitch over there laying on that floor. My bitch go with me anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She'll fuck any nigga when I tell her to, so I ain't worried about it. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite bitch.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to the lines. 347-934-0966. All these damn single women sitting on the damn line scared to talk. I guess I'll go to, well, I see, well, okay. Well, Keisha F hit the button, then Veronica hit the button again. We'll talk to the same people. To the rest of y'all, quit acting like y'all scared.
Oh, shit, come on with it, baby.
Save the babies. Save the babies.
Woo!
Hey, y'all.
What's going on?
Please save the baby.
Please save the baby.
Yep. So what's up, Keisha? You single,
that's
right?
The usual, yeah.
Yeah, you like being single or in a relationship, boy?
I like being single right now. This is cool.
It's cool. I mean, you know, this is what you got to compare. You got to compare the highlight of when it was good with the guy, and compare it to being single right now. Which one is it?
I like being single. The only thing that I miss about being together with somebody, I miss my house, and I miss dual income family. That's the only thing I miss. Otherwise, I'm straight. I'm good. I want to be able to come home and kick back and not have to clean if I don't want to, not have to cook if I don't want to. I like that.
See, that's what I'm saying right there. What? It depends on the relationship. On what? Nigga, first off, even if, nigga, I don't want my motherfucking woman in the kitchen cooking every day for me anyway, nigga. I'm that's just me.
Uh-huh.
Only on Sundays. I just prefer a hot meal only on motherfucking Sundays.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I goddamn do that shit on Sundays. But nigga, Monday through motherfucking Saturday, I don't want my motherfucking lady no nigga in the kitchen standing up motherfucking cooking all the motherfucking time. Sit your ass down somewhere. Shit, you. Hey, baby, you don't want to clean up? I clean up. I vacuum the motherfucking clothes. I motherfucking wash the clothes and motherfucking fold them up. You know what I'm saying? That was tight. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I'm going to give mine.
Okay, but so obviously you had to do everything, Keisha. So if you was like if you had to do everything yourself or whatever, then of course your relationship, see, your relationship, of course you're going to be happy you're single because you wouldn't happy in a relationship if you had to do all that kind of shit by yourself every day. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, and even when it was good, at this point, I like being single because I like to be able to just go out and do things for me, something that I want to do for me, and I don't got to worry about what time I got to be home or call and check in, hey, how you doing, where you at, what you doing. Don't call me, bother me. This is me. I'm doing mine.
That all depends on what kind of guy you got, because I never was one of them kind of niggas that really be goddamn, really
that's
be
what
on
I'm saying.
My girl phone. I got too much shit to do, okay? And y'all know me. I work, music. Now I got to show. I ain't got time to be fucking bothering your ass. You feel me? My whole thing with me, somebody fucking with me, they gonna have to understand that I ain't really got a lot of motherfucking time. That might be the motherfucking issue. If you're a motherfucking female that requires a lot of attention, I am not the guy for you.
Say that again, please.
Let me back there reiterate. If you're the kind of motherfucker that needs lots of attention, I'm not the guy for you. Cause my time, I don't have a lot of time. I got kids. I got a job. I got a business. I got this show. I got all kind of shit going on, man. I'm trying to do some shit. So I can't sit up and cake with you all day, every day like that. I'm on the go. Okay. I ain't going to be blowing your motherfucking phone up 24/7. I might call you during the course of the day. What's up? How's your day going? Okay, cool, boom. You know what I'm saying? But if you go on somewhere, I'm not going to be like, what's up? Where you at?
Not if you stay with that person. Why you got to do that shit?
You got to come home.
Yeah.
Say that. That's what I'm saying. Why eat up half of 4 hours of your motherfucking free time worrying about what the fuck she doing?
Right. Because whatever the fuck she doing, if it's something that she ain't got a minute doing, she's doing it anyway.
She's
going to do about it.
Yeah.
She's going to do it anyway.
But the
but that's relationship shit.
Yeah.
That's relationship
okay,
shit.
But the answer her question when she said, dang, I forgot what she said.
What?
Oh, she just wanna do her and, you know, blah, blah, this and that. And, you know, she just want to do whatever she want to do. Any motherfucking female don't date me, I tell them going into the relationship, your lifestyle, if you motherfucking shop, did what you motherfucking did, and that was your time, you can still do that with motherfucking me. Because
right.
I ain't finna motherfucking sweat you about why the fuck you keep buying these clothes and why the fuck you keep going out with... Nigga, you was doing that before me.
Right.
I'm not trying to motherfucking crowd you like that.
Because
I still need my motherfucking space.
Right.
We just got to understand and goddamn when we get together...
You
right.
Right.
No, but that makes a healthy motherfucking relationship too awful.
That's why so many people say they ain't happy because they single because they were in bad relationships.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if you
was in a good relationship and for some crazy reason, I mean, actually, that's the crazy part because if you was in a good relationship, why did it end? It could have ended like I feel the people who like had somebody die. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and they was like in a happy, great ass motherfucking relationship and that motherfucker died some shit, get sick
yeah.
and get killed. You know, some shit,
yeah.
you know, open, you know, in a war or car wreck, anything like that.
Yeah.
I feel for them because now they kind of forced to be single.
Yeah.
And they probably really don't, you know what I'm saying? And then they gonna live a total kind of different single life. You feel what I'm saying? But if you one of the motherfuckers that left your motherfucking relationship and you in a relationship because you got tired of that motherfucker checking where you was at and doing all that motherfucking shit right there, you should be the happiest motherfucking goddamn single motherfucker it is because now you can do exactly what the fuck you wanted to do the whole time.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm going to tell you something that I truly firm believe in, and you can say single or whatever, but until you reach that level, some relationships work good together. And some of the relationship works good when y'all motherfuckers stay separate until y'all get to that point where y'all can motherfuckers stay in the same household.
Well, yeah. Things change.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, because when you meet, if you got your own spot and she got her own spot
right.
and y'all decide to go in, at some point of time, she ain't going to be fucking with nobody and you might not be fucking with nobody. So y'all really trying to fill each other out. If it work, it work. If it don't, it don't.
Trust
you
me,
ain't lost nothing.
That's the borderline. That's the gray area of being single that you
yeah.
have to be watching for.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's that area right there that when you keep
but it's a 6 month trial period because
so what? So what
a 6 month trial period if somebody do that shit long
what
than motherfucking sit, like if you move in with somebody
uh-huh.
or if y'all go get a spot and you do that shit long than motherfucking 6 months you might be setting yourself up for failure.
Hey Keisha, are you gonna since you single and are how long do you plan on being single, Keisha?
I don't know until I'm ready for somebody or somebody.
Are you ready for some? When you ready for somebody, are you gonna move in with them first? To see what's up with like living with them?
No. Mm-mm.
You're not gonna move in with them first?
No. Not for a while.
You're gonna wait? No. Let me I'm saying you single and then you start dating somebody and at some point you feel me, y'all goddamn weed everybody else out or whatever. Are you gonna move in with that person before you say, look, I wanna try marriage again or some shit like that? Or are you ever gonna get married again?
I don't know if I'll get married again. I'm open to it, but I don't know that it'll happen. But I'll definitely move in with somebody, yeah. I don't have
okay.
an issue with
that. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to ask you, well, hold on, because I had to ask you that. Oh, let me see, hold on. It was another part of it that I wanted you to. Oh, what kind of lines don't you cross? That's another main question. What kind of lines do you feel that you shouldn't cross if you're single? And you know what I'm saying? If you kicking it with somebody, and y'all both single, a lot of y'all in a relationship, we already covered a couple
of
them.
The main one.
You feel me?
I got it. The main one.
Go ahead, Keisha. What's yours?
Let's see. I think the line that I won't cross, because, I mean, I'm not going to just stick to just dating one person if I'm only dating, but I'm not going to be sleeping with everybody I'm dating with. Or, you know what I'm saying, everybody I'm going out seeing movies or having dinner with, I'm not going to sleep with every single one of them. There may be one that I think might have the most potential that might get it, but not every one of them is going to get it. Is that
right,
what you're talking
course.
About?
No. That's a good point. You feel me? That's a good point. I actually said that earlier. You know what I'm saying on the show. I said with women, they may go out and date whoever, but they may be sleeping with one person. You feel me? They may be sleeping with one of those guys, but they gonna be going out with more than one person if they single.
Yeah.
And not what is the fucking point of being single? And then you may say, okay, I have been sleeping with this one guy, but I'm kind of feeling this guy more, so you gonna stop sleeping with that guy and go on to the next guy. But you know what I'm saying? You might not be fucking them both at the same time. You might be like, all right, I ain't going to sleep with him anymore because of whatever reason, but I like this person, particular person more. Now, let me ask you this, Keisha. Say you do start sleeping with a guy, right? Mm-hmm. And he's got, like, the best sex ever. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You said you only going to sleep with one person at one time. So if you date other guys, what is it? Why are you going to cut this particular guy right here off? If every time you fuck him, it's, like, fucking great. But you meet this other guy, you feel me? It's because you want to see if he is just as great, or would you stop fucking with the other guy to fuck this guy, or would you fuck both of them? See, I think this is where women start motherfucking goddamn lying, personally.
What do you mean?
I think women do fuck two guys at the same time for the most part.
They got to.
Before they leave that goddamn dick over there alone, especially that dick good, before they move on to the next dick, they're going to fuck this motherfucker. They're going to completely cut that other dick off. It may be a small window of time.
3 months.
Yeah,
Y'all gonna be smashing two niggas at the same time most of the time.
There might be a little bit of overlap, but it's not gonna be a regular thing. No, it's not like I'm gonna be freaking you tonight and then somebody else tomorrow night. No, can't do that. But I mean, if I feel like it's gonna be a deeper connection on the other side of the fence, I'm gonna try it out, see how it is.
If it's gonna be a deeper connection, that's what is that? That's a relationship. What do you mean? What is that?
I think if there's like a deeper mental connection, like if I feel like I'm feeling him a little more on the conversation, we might have a little more in common, a little more, we might be able to go a little further in a relationship. I may try him out a little bit and leave the other guy, maybe not sleep with him as often. You know, there might be a little overlap, but there's not going to be a regular thing, no.
It's going to be overlap. That other nigga was really giving it to you good. You motherfuckers is not going to completely stop smashing him before you go to the next.
Man, I never said I was going to stop. I mean, like I said, there may be some time where there might be a little overlap, but it's not going to be just a regular thing. I'm freaking you Tuesday, and then I got him set up for Wednesday night. No, not me. I wouldn't do that.
Okay, well...
If
the other guy hasn't done anything to piss you off or anything like that, you're just interested in this other person now. What do you mean? That's how it's got to go down. I don't understand what you're talking about. If the other guy that you was already smashing never really did anything to you and that shit was good, but you just feeling like, well, you're single, you can do what you want to do, so you decided that you want to go ahead and give this guy a run, and you single. The other guy that you was already smashing that was good, you're not going to just shut him down like that. You're going to just try this shit out.
Right. I never said I would shut him down.
So with both of them good, which one, how you going to choose? See, when you start choosing, which one you going to shut? If both of the dudes good, okay, let's say you go to the next guy. Next guy is good.
Different. I mean, sex doesn't make a relationship. It's an important part, but it doesn't make a relationship.
I know, but if both of them cool.
Look at different areas.
Keisha, if both of these guys and y'all go out, y'all have a good time. You single. Everybody, you are single. I want y'all to think like single people think. Well, most single people.
Oh, nigga, there is some difference.
You feel what I'm saying?
Difference.
Most people. You feel me? But if you single and this guy right here was real cool and you had a good time with him, y'all was sexing, but then you start dating this other guy because you are single, you can do that. And this other guy over here, he is equally cool and fun and goddamn, you try and be like, man, shit, one day he just go down because y'all had a great evening and he goddamn good. You feel me? What dick you gonna cut off, Keisha?
And you know how she gonna do it?
How?
She gonna
let's ask Keisha.
I know how like women gonna do it. How they gonna motherfucking do it? They gonna ask you a motherfucker, they gonna ask both of the men a motherfucker. And whoever helped that motherfucker that long, your ass is in the fucking wind, nigga.
You're gone, nigga.
Yeah, because it's going to say, you know what I'm saying? It's going to say, oh, the nigga said it.
It's going to come down to a test.
It's some bullshit.
No, it's not. Because you
what kind
of test? The way that people respond to different things, it proves their character. If I'm messing around with dudes and I want to see who's really going to be about something, I'm going to ask them some type of
About what? You trying to get to a relationship? Is that what you're saying? Which one's going to be more into a relationship?
That level with somebody, then it's going to have to come down to that test. I mean, I don't know what the question might be. It don't have to pertain to the situation, but yes, I mean, somebody's got to have to prove something. Just like with a female, we got to prove something to you. We're going to have to prove that we can slurp and burp or whatever y'all call it or whatever on the regular. We're going to have to prove, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to prove that we can take it however you want to give it.
Yeah,
so,
you got to prove that. You got to prove that. Let's make that shit clear. You got to prove that.
If you can't fuck Nick Logan in motherfucking 30 minutes, you automatically out of here.
See, there you go. You ready to kick them out because they're talking. That ain't even right.
But baby, your jaw's sliding, fine. Ow, you out of here. You out of here.
This guy's crazy. Okay, okay, all right. So, like I said, it's going to be some overlappage, people.
Yeah, there might be some overlap.
On both parties, on us and on them. That's just how it goes.
There's going to be some overlap.
Overlap on y'all.
Say what?
It's me. Of course it's going to be overlap with men, of course.
Yeah, we men, but still, it's overlap with y'all, too. That's what I'm trying to get everybody
to say. Yeah, it's on both parties.
It's not just me.
But a woman is going to come down to that motherfucking question or whatever test she going to put. She going to make a motherfucking scenario to see how they motherfucking,
All these games, all these tests.
It's not a game. It's life.
Hold on. I know. You don't know. If you don't,
you're going to have to do something. When you're ready to graduate a class, what do you have to do? You have to test out. When you're ready to do something big in life, you're going to have to test out in it.
It might not even come down to that. It might just come down to one person's true colors might reveal faster than the other. You know what I'm saying? It might happen like that.
That's true.
If somebody been faking it, I don't fake. So I am what I am.
Let me ask you this. Now, you mashing two females at the same time. You go into your overlapping. It's always something you can figure and point out what you might not like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In that motherfucking female that's gonna deter you away from it, you gonna motherfucking put distance in between
them. I'm single and both of them cool, unless I'm ready to settle down, I'm not cutting either one off. Why? Why am I cutting either one off? Both of them cool. I'm not ready to settle down and be in a monogamous relationship.
Okay, but hold on.
What do you mean? Why am I cutting her off?
But listen,
neither one of them gonna be perfect.
This you know. You gonna fulfill that single part of it. After a while, one of them women's emotion might get caught up, and you might be like, you know what? I ain't really feeling
well,
that.
Well, then
shit.
Yeah, then under that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right. But that means they changed.
But that's in any single or in any relationship. One person that's just like saying, all right, baby, we gonna motherfucking keep doing this until we do this. Once somebody gonna motherfucking feel more about the other motherfucking person. No two people feel the same way all the time.
Right, they give them one will start feeling deeper. Nine out of ten times, it's gonna be the woman. But sometimes you got niggas who fall quicker, you know what I'm saying?
I don't give a damn if the woman tell you straight up, like, look, nigga, we just gonna be cutting. I got a couple of friends, all this and all that, goddamn, blah, 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 blah. But this what my thing is. You telling me all that, but you motherfucking taking up my motherfucking time, but you trying to kick it with me. Like you want to be in a motherfucking relationship, but you still on we just friends. Bitch, get out my face. Your demeanor is relationship.
Hold on.
Your demeanor is relationship, but you saying another thing.
Right.
That's when I started to be like, you know what? I'm man, hell no.
Yeah.
No, man.
Well, that's just part of the goddamn single life that you got to watch for all them signs. Okay, Keisha.
Shit, that's the sign you should know. It's like, stop. Don't run that bitch. Shit.
All right, Keisha.
All right, y'all.
All right.
And there's a lot of niggas out here slow that goddamn ain't even up on me. Man, come on now.
All right, we're finna go to, let me go, Veronica, I'm gonna come back right to you, but let me answer Key, because she hadn't talked yet, then I'll come back to Veronica. Go ahead, Key.
What's happening, y'all?
What's poppin'?
What up, sis? What's happening?
Nothing much. Yeah, y'all, so what's the question? I mean, I've been listening, so what order I need to answer my question, then?
Well, basically, what about everybody single? First of all, you single, right?
Yes.
Which do you like more? Do you like being in a relationship more or like being single more?
I'm like either way. Kind of like.
Now you gotta pick one. You got what you mean?
What you mean, pick one?
Yeah, I mean, well, you gotta like one more than the other.
Oh, shit.
Or do you just like smashing the dude you smash?
Whatever. Anyway, I would have to say me, I'm probably more of a relationship-oriented person.
It figures.
Yeah. You are relationship-oriented because you've said that before on the show more than once. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I just want to see if you're going to say the same thing again.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Because you're saying which one I like. I mean, I can adapt to either one, but I'm a more of a relationship-oriented person.
So what's the pros and cons then? What's the pros and cons? If you like the relationship more, what is it about the relationship more that you like as opposed to being single. But what part of the single shit do you like the most?
As far as a relationship, I like the stability more, and I just like, you know, you don't have to deal with all the different, you know, you, even when you're single, you don't have to deal with it. But I've experienced where I've, you know, kind of hurt some people before, and so I have to be really careful in my being single. So when you're in a relationship, you don't really have to worry about that. You can just be all in and don't really have to be concerned about all that extra stuff.
Right, right. You read the stability of it. I guess that's probably fundamentally the most upside to a relationship. It's stable. It's stability. You know, you pretty much know who you're going home to. You know supposed to know
what
it is they doing. You know what you got. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? You really got to go out and learn this new person. You actually start to learn that one person more and more and get them down pat instead of having to learn a new person again and a new person again.
Yeah,
I
really just have to be able to focus on that, you know, on that one thing. Now, with being single, I mean, I like the, you know, of course, going out or whatever. But then sometimes that kind of gets to be a hassle because, well, you know. I don't have a lot of time, and so we got a lot of people, and not a lot
right.
of time. Then people be
right.
like, well, I ain't seen you, and, you know, I'm like, shit, I ain't got time. Like,
that's the thing about it. See, first of all, this is my thing, and I know you've been listening. Well, I don't know how, but I seen you was on. Everybody got to understand, it's rules of being single. Everybody be trying to, like, have their foot in the door and have their foot out the door with a lot of shit. And so if you're single, and you talk to this guy, why is this guy whining about how much he get a chance to see you and all that kind of shit? Like, who does that? Obviously, he's trying to be more than he ain't want to be single. He's trying to, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
But then, too, sometimes it depends on the type of person you are. If they're the type of person, like you said, they might see other people, but you might be the one they prefer to be around. You might be the one that's like, yeah, I go out and see other people, but I like being around her more.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I get that stuff. It's like, you know, yeah, I know they go out with other people, but it's like, shoot, you know, I have more fun kicking it with you.
I understand that, but what they need to do is they need to goddamn make sure they, the quality of people that they dating, because my whole thing is, like for me, if I'm kicking with somebody more than once consistently, I like that person's company. You feel what I'm saying?
But you can tell after that first date, though. You really can't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand when... I get what she's saying, but here's where it gets funny with me on that. What she just said. I'm just talking about what she just said. I'm dating this girl. I say I'm dating three people. I like a certain kind of person. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that person ain't got certain kind of things, I'm not going to deal with them no more than once or twice maybe. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's something about them, if they got certain qualities that I go for, they cool, and I can chill with them, even if I ain't trying to be in a relationship, I'm going to deal with... You feel what I'm saying? Like, you'll be hard-pressed to meet the females I'm dealing with, and they just totally unlike an other one because I like what I like. You feel what I'm saying? They may not physically look the same because I don't have a locked-in taste physically, but mentally they're going to be on the same level. You
yeah.
feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be at the same status. I ain't going to fuck with, you know what I'm saying, this kind of woman, then this one over here just standing out, whatever, unless it's one or two times and it was something to do.
Yeah.
If I'm constantly kicking with them, so therefore, if I'm this guy that she's talking about, he's telling her, well, I like you the most. I like chilling with you the most. You feel me? I'm like, he ain't really living a single life. You feel me? He's trying to get into a relationship with her. He need to go ahead and tell her that and stop bullshitting because he's trying to be all in with her because she's different from everybody else that he's kicking
yeah.
him with. Probably
he need to, hey, he need to let her know and
yeah.
then let her choose and
right.
say what it is.
Or go ahead and move on because he don't... For instance, if he's feeling her like that, you feel me? And
he can say that,
but she ain't feeling him like that, then she need
hey,
to got he need
you
to
know,
find
you
out.
Know, hey, you know how you can find out? All he gotta do is don't call her ass for a little while. And if she call him and be like,
I don't give a damn about that. Don't try to fool me because I don't give a damn.
I noticed you ain't called me, nigga. You know she ain't feeling you like that.
Right.
It ain't even a nigga. I hate when females say, I really don't got time. Motherfucker, you really just don't like me like that.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. If
no, I really just don't have time.
You got time to holler at a motherfucker on the phone and shoot him a text or something.
I'll tell you
that's
what.
Bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I talk to him on the phone sometimes. I said, I done had experiences where, you know, I done, you know, hurt people. So I try to, try to keep it under control, so to speak.
Worried about karma?
I don't like to hurt people. Who does that?
Hey, I'm saying it like this, though, Key. You might say you ain't got a lot of time, but I guarantee you, whichever nigga you want to motherfucking smash, and I motherfucking know you, you ain't out motherfucking smashing 3-4 niggas at one motherfucking time.
Oh, hell no. Nah, it's going to be one.
Hold on. So it's already one. You got a nigga. I don't give a damn if you ain't in a relationship, but you like him to a certain degree, like, I'm going to give myself to this nigga, and this the nigga I'm going to do it to. And you talking to him more than you talking to the nigga that's really trying to get at you. So really, you just don't like the other nigga like that. That's just about
right. I mean, but that's the whole point of being single. You don't have to want him like that. If you're single, you don't have to want him like that. But just like he said, it's always one that's going to stand out. Anyway, whether they be male or female, so why is it different if a male come to me and be like, well, you don't want to stand out? Yeah, you like what you like, and we all might have something in common, but it's always going to be one that stands out to you more than another one.
I say it is. It's probably going to be one that you really, really like the most, but unless you're ready.
Like you said, unless you're ready to settle down, ultimately, that really don't even matter.
The bottom line,
caller, confess to where you want to motherfucking take it from motherfucking A to B and stop motherfucking kicking it like you still want to be at A.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It'll save you.
See, and my thing with that, with women especially, if you already know me, I'm going to speak for myself. Me personally, if I know I'm getting to that point and I already know he is nowhere near that point, I'm just going to cut it off. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no point. Why even bring it up if you already know they not even there?
Uh-oh. We lost Key.
Key.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What did you just say?
Hello?
You faded out.
I said, if you as a female, if you know that he's not even at that point, why even bring up if you get to that point? You need to just, you know, bow out gracefully.
But you know what?
Keep it moving.
It's called... It could be. He could feel the same way.
No, you'll know if he feel the same way.
Hold on.
If it's me, she'll know because I'll tell her. I won't lie to her.
But that's what I'm saying. But, you know, you just might bring it up before we do. Or he might be, you know what I'm saying, trying to wait to a specific time or something to bring it up. When most women, they just going to bring it up out of general. A nigga going to wait till and see, be like, you know what? I'm going to wait till we get together and we do this and do this on the next go round, and I'm going to let her know. But guess what? Before a nigga could get to that, a female might just be like, look, nigga, this way is at, where you at with?
What you been saying?
My thing is something like, when you saying they might wait and this and that, waiting will get your ass left. My thing is I'm speaking from a female from my perspective. That's what I would do, because if you've been around that person long enough, if you already know if they're there or not, you don't even have to guess, and you already know. If you've been around them and y'all talk and y'all communicating, you already know. You don't even have to bring it up. You already know what it is.
But I'm like this. Why not even bring it up? You know what I'm saying? Why should you?
And you already know what the deal is.
You trying to say it might be different?
Nigga, you should have called me something because I'd be gone already.
Hey, look, you know
but
what?
Even dude I deal with gonna know that anyway, so hell.
I'm just saying it is what it is. But you know what I'm saying? See, with me is my thing is I'm gonna let a motherfucker know anyway, cause I'm not finna go home and sit and lay in the bed, motherfucker, by myself and motherfucking wondering. Well, goddamn, maybe I should have said something to her, or maybe it could have changed. Nigga, I'm going to say what I got to say. I can deal with a motherfucking yes and a no.
My thing is, I'm going to let them be aware of my feelings, but when it gets to that point, if I'm feeling like I'm ready for a relationship with that person, and I already know they do not want a relationship, no. I'm not going to even put myself out there like that.
But you know what? You just answered my question. You said you're going to let them know about your...
I mean, I'll let them know up to that point. I'm going to let you know, like, if I'm like, damn, you know, I was thinking about you, though. I was, you know, whatever. I'll let you know some real basic type. I'll let you know some stuff up to a point.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Long as you let them know, I'm cool with it. It might not be
directly let them know, but them motherfuckers ain't slow when you bring that shit up. You ain't got to necessarily bring it to the door to know that goddamn this motherfucker is ill. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So I feel that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Just put it out there in a sense. Like, nigga, you knew when I told you this that it was on some next level shit. Why did I have to come out plain and say I want to take it to the motherfucking next level?
All right. So, look, Keith, if you are, since you are single, what's some lines that you don't cross, you feel me, with a guy? Because, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's like, what is it about when you dating somebody and, you know, you single, what's some shit you just feel like you just don't do that shit because you single that we haven't talked about? Because you single,
y'all pretty much talked about everything. Like, I'm like, Keisha Elf, I'm not finna be fucking everybody, so, you know, some of them just might be a little mad about, you know, well, we always going out, but they ain't getting no pussy. Oh, well, we ain't got to go out. Niggas, keep them moving. I ain't mad about that. So,
this is my pet peeve about the single shit right here. This is a pet peeve of mine, and, it you know, I don't know if niggas ever been through it. If you single, you dating a single woman, and y'all talk earlier that day, and you be like, yeah, it's cool for you to motherfucking come over. You know, around what time you gonna motherfucking come over? And she say, well, I'm gonna be over around 3. And the motherfucker come to your house around 3 and don't motherfucking call you before she motherfucking call to make sure you know or to see if anything changed? Bitch, you not coming in this motherfucking house. It ain't happening.
What that got to do with what the hell I just said? That's one of your things that you don't do. I'm never saying Lucy.
Yeah, that's like a pet peeve of mine. You know what I'm saying? Even if you told me you was coming around motherfucking 3, still you should motherfucking
I'm going to call because I'm like, that's another downfall about me being single. I use too much damn gas in my car.
You do what?
All time, I got to use too much gas because I ain't too keen on letting too many niggas come over my house. No, it can't come to my house.
Yeah.
I got my kids and shit there, and I ain't, you know, I'm not with all that. I done had a problem before, so you ain't finna be up there come by my damn house.
Yeah,
you got to be a select, chosen motherfucker to even know where I live. And when you ask about when I move in with somebody, you know, that'll be kind of tricky with me, too. I'm like, nigga, where you live? You know what I'm saying? Can I fit in your house?
Right.
Then I got kids. Yeah, exactly. That'll be a little tricky as far as I'm concerned because you can't put me nowhere bigger than where I am. No. I can't move in with you.
All right.
All right. As far as leaving stuff, I have never intentionally left anything at a man's house because I said that's just childish and petty to even do some shit like that.
But you don't
so
have
to.
Every fucking woman do that shit.
I have left some shit, but it's just because, you know what I'm saying, the way it was going down shit. We was walking down the hall taking our clothes, so my earring popped off. In the process, but as soon as I found out they was missing, I did call him and let him know, like, look, my earrings are somewhere, and I think they might be in the hallway where, like, my shirt and drawers.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Well, I respect that because she at least had the decency to say, you know what? At least she knew that she forgot her earrings, not wait till the next time she motherfucking talked to you and you have to tell her, goddamn, baby, your motherfucking earrings.
Right.
Now, I could go for that if you be like, hey, you know, and let me say.
I was like, I left them just so you know what I'm saying? Be thinking,
Yeah, I could go for that, but I can't go for you going home and motherfucking waiting a day or two and calling me like it's all motherfucking good. And you know for a fact you went to reach for them earrings and you know you didn't have them. And you like, oh, I left them at motherfucking P. Reg's house.
Uh-huh.
But you ain't say that after you motherfucking talked to me. That ain't gonna fly with me. You know you left that shit.
That's childish like that. I'd even be trying to do some shit, like, especially when you single and you are. I mean, for real, who do that? I mean, I know people do it, but that's just real petty to me. To be trying to leave evidence. I mean, if I call my hair in your bathroom, I'm trying to pick my hair up, so I don't want to hear no shit.
Exactly. Hey, look. I'm going to tell you what a chick did to my brother, which was so goddamn funny, because she kind of goddamn had a run-in with a bitch that he was goddamn fucking, and they kind of had it out. The bitch went over there and wrote her name small as a motherfucker, I mean, in the car, but you could see it,
uh-huh.
But we didn't pay attention to it.
Uh-huh.
And, motherfucker, while my brother was smashing her,
she motherfucking called the motherfucking bitch telephone.
And let
the bitch hear it going down. So when she got over there, she was like, yeah, this bitch did this and did that. And my brother like, you did that? She was like, hell yeah, bitch. As a matter of fact, you go over there to that motherfucking closet and look at the motherfucking corner, bitch. I wrote my motherfucking name right there. Nigga, I was
like, what's the point of all that? What was the point? He's still fucking bump y'all. Either way, he's still fucking bump y'all.
That's what I'm saying, but that it's just like, what if...
But see, that's what you gotta do. Look at the type of person you dealing with, the caliber of the female or the male or whatever that you dealing with. They doing little silly shit like
scenario.
That.
Yeah, that's a scenario. That ain't got shit to do with what we talking about, because that's a scenario that he's just dealing with a crazy bitch. That's part of being single, too. You're going to deal with some crazy motherfuckers.
Okay. What if a chick just did you like that?
That bitch crazy. Yeah, bitch, you let him in. That bitch ain't fucking with you no more.
That's what I'm saying.
No more.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about, okay, you proved the point because, I mean, who you think you really motherfucking hurting? Because I'm so thorough and 100. Even if you do that to somebody and let, I don't know, put it out there that I'm in a relationship with any motherfucking body.
Yeah.
You, I mean, it is what it is, so... You, obviously, this other person probably know I'm not the only person they're kicking it with because we both single. You feel me? So why would she even think that? Because I didn't tell the truth. So who are you really hurting? All you did was cut your motherfucking self off. You must want to kick it with me no more. Is this all you had to do?
Yeah.
You had to do all that. You feel me? You could have just said, I don't want to kick it no more. You didn't have to do all that and try and fuck me up with whoever else I'm dating and all that. Just because you know once you do that, we're not kicking it no more, right? You know this is it, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
You know I'm fucking with you no more.
But you know what? Some niggas just ain't that strong. And I'm
what you mean, man? Man.
Hey, some niggas just ain't that strong. That's
all
I'm saying.
Kill their ass. Goddamn being soft and crazy.
Hey, I'm just saying. I know the type of nigga you is. I know you know the type of nigga I am.
That motherfucker off fast as a motherfucker.
That's
I
what I'm
talking about really. But I mean, I could. You know what? If she got crazy, I would have had signs. I couldn't have been into her anyway. Ain't no, you can't tell her. If a motherfucker gonna do some shit like that, you can tell they already crazy, man. That shit don't just pop out. That kind of craziness don't just manifest itself overnight, over one day, over one
but
day.
But used to niggas dealing with it because some dudes can deal with it just for fucking purposes. You know what I'm saying? Then when that shit get out of hand, it's like I knew that bitch was crazy, but she had some good pussy. So.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
So how you
make
it all bed?
She straight display straight up craziness, trust me. You know what I'm saying?
It's a wrap.
I ain't studying that shit.
Hey,
you display straight craziness.
I don't give a fuck. You can it's two things. Craziness and jealous.
Yeah.
If you motherfucking jealous, if you got that fucking wasted emotion,
yeah.
That's a quick way for me to motherfucking be out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't do crazy girls.
Man, jealousy? Hell no.
Hell,
man.
I ain't gotta put up with that shit.
Yeah,
you ain't got to put up with any key with them crazy niggas you messing with.
I don't deal with that shit, nigga. You ain't got to be crazy for me to cut your ass off. You can just irritate me and you gone. Nigga, I don't even trip like that. All these females come out, there ain't no niggas out here. I don't know where the hell they been.
Right.
Or maybe they need to do something to get their shit together.
Maybe so. That might be it.
I got too many choices to be worried about one.
Hey, you know you got short fuses anyway. Your shit easy to blow.
I damn sure do. I got low tolerance for bullshit. I got zero tolerance, as a matter of fact. So, hell, I don't give a damn. I'll be by myself while I be dealing with some bullshit.
That's the whole point. If everybody felt like that, everybody stayed single until they met the motherfucker that was right for them and didn't just settle, which we already had. Well, we had a show about settling. You feel me? You already had that
show.
Yeah,
I stay single first.
Yeah.
Even though I normally don't stay single too long. So...
Right.
No, it's all good. One way or another.
All right, Key.
All right.
Yeah, man, that's the whole fucking point, man. You know what I'm saying with this single shit. You feel me? I'm going to go ahead and run one song because ain't nobody fucking got their hand up, even though we got people on the line. They just sitting around soaking up game. All these single motherfuckers on the line. Ain't nobody saying shit. 347-934-0966, you dig?
We in the building.
Holler at us. We're talking about issues when you're being single and stuff. We covered the ground on a lot of different things. We gave a couple of rules out that you shouldn't be doing. You feel me? If you're single, trying to talk about that gray area in between being single and being in a relationship. Don't be doing shit like you're in a relationship if you ain't.
That is only the key. That's not a rule, nigga. That is the key. That is the head.
But
that's
everybody
the
don't know what those things are. That's why I try to cover a couple of things.
Don't be motherfucking acting like you
don't know. That's what we have in this show. We're trying to inform the people.
How the fuck can you not know when you know if you in a relationship the shit you do, and if you're not in a relationship, you don't do that shit that you do when you in a relationship? I don't understand how you can get that confused.
Some people get it confused.
They do?
Yes.
Shit, don't fuck them in life. Shit.
You're right. That happens. Sometimes they're not confused. Sometimes they get lied to. Sometimes they get lied to. People lie.
Yeah.
And say they're ready for a relationship when they not. And,
yeah.
You know, with all that, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just talking about shit that you can control. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Shit that you shouldn't be doing. But like I said, it's all about that gray area. Once people enter that gray area into right before they decide they want to settle down and all that, and it's like, kind of, sort of, do I want to? And then, we got one foot in and one foot out, and that's how everything gets jumbled up most of the time. When you out here, you single, you know what it is. You know you ain't trying to fuck with nobody else. They know they ain't trying to fuck with nobody else. It's easy. You feel me?
Either.
But once things change with one of the parties, and we said somebody gonna change first, most of the time it's the women, sometimes niggas do too though, but then you know it becomes then everything changes. You know what I'm saying? Hold on before I go to this song. Veronica hit number one, I'm gonna go to that song. Go ahead, Veronica.
I just got one thing to say, the P Ridge. Don't no woman forget panties. You just unless you go commando, you know, and you don't wear panties. And all of a sudden you decide you want to put some on, or for whatever reason, you don't forget your drawers. That's just who does that? I'm just saying.
Don't say P Red. You say blizzard, because that's what I said.
Yeah.
How can a motherfucking woman forget her panties if she took them out? I don't give a damn if she brought another pair. You gonna
my
get your ass
no,
that no, motherfucking
you
last
can't
night.
Forget the drawers, man.
Yo,
you just don't forget your drawers. I'm like, that's the first thing I'm looking for is my penny.
Let's say y'all was wasted, right?
It
and y'all snatched all that shit off.
Matter,
she fell up under the bed. Then y'all go to sleep naked.
She gonna look for
she wake up in the morning and she like, oh, what if she got to go to work at 8 and she wake up at 7? Oh, shit. I got to get to work. Oh, she's showering.
Hey,
all this. She throw in the bag. She throw the shit in the bag.
When that bitch pop up, hold on.
Oh,
when
the
panties
under the bed.
Hold on. When she pop up,
oh, you didn't
soon as her feet touch that floor, she looking for them panties, nigga. Don't ever get into it.
That's just me. I've got a little bit too much not to be putting in some panties, so I'm looking for mine.
Look, I'm just saying how it could happen, y'all. God damn.
Nah.
Okay.
I'm just saying how it could happen. I'm a little confused because they gonna let a woman leave her panties.
I'm not gonna let her. I did not say I was gonna let her do anything.
Lady,
I said it could happen.
Lady,
it has happened to me before.
Hey, matter of fact,
now they did do the thing where they called and was like, man, you know what? I think I left my panties at your house. You know what I mean? You need to check for them because I don't have them. And you feel me? They did do that.
Okay, well that's cool then.
But
just say
it could never even happen. Like the fucking can't happen.
No,
okay,
can
yeah, it, I mean it can, but for you just
to
not to know that you just don't have your panties, you just don't know that just don't happen unless you just don't wear them. At some point, you know you don't have your panties.
That's a real woman. I appreciate that, baby, because I'm not even gonna sit here and let Blizzard trick me and be like, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not trying to trick you.
And he say, if it happened,
I'm not trying to trick you.
Oh, it happened to me. No, the bitch just tried you. How about that? She just tried you.
Man, it happened, and I didn't notice it happened.
You're not gonna notice. If she don't,
but you said that could never happen, though.
Hold on, you're not gonna notice if she don't pull them down to her motherfucking knees and motherfucking got past her knees and kick them off in the bed with her motherfucking cover. You know what I'm saying? The lock the door behind you, and you're gonna pull the cover up, and the face right there on you.
Forgot. I mean, if it's stuff I don't wear all the time, like if I get dressed especially,
you ain't never forgot your earrings.
Yes, I have forgotten earrings. Like when I used to wear my hair real long, I might have a clamp or something like that. I have, but I'll let them know. You know, I'll be like, wait a minute. You know, I'm on the way home, and I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, I had my hair in the clamp. Where's my clamp? And I can't find it. I might have left it over there. You know, I don't want to ruin it for him, You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to ruin it for me because I don't want him to think that I'm trying to mess it. Because I'll be wanting me some again. I mean, if it's good, I'm going to want some. So I ain't trying to mess it up. You know what I'm saying?
That's just all I'm saying. If a woman called back and be like, I think I left it, I can deal with that because that shows me that you actually forgot. But if you don't motherfucking call me and you don't went through all day and you be like, damn, I think I left my shit over there, but I ain't sure. And you don't call and tell me, that's a fucking problem.
Okay, but what about if something roll out of her purse? I mean, it can happen, you know what I'm saying? Something like, you know, some lip gloss or eyeliner or something like that. You know, she had a purse on the floor, kind of. I mean, that kind of stuff happens.
That's how
niggas get caught. See,
I'll tell you what it is.
But let me tell you why it's a feel concern to me. You feel me? Because, since I am a bachelor, something like that could happen. And if you are a bachelor and whoever you're dealing with know that you're a bachelor, and just like if I go to her house and I know she's a bachelorette, I'm not finna strip. You feel what I'm saying? And see, the only time you got any, even if you find some shit, you still can't be getting mad. You still can't
be
tripping.
No, you can't.
They probably hating somebody else. It probably was another guy over here. If they fucking them or not, who gives a fuck? I don't even, that's not even a question I even need to know or be asking about. But the whole point is, if they are single, you ain't the only motherfucking guy that came to their house.
I'm going to tell you what to cure all that. The bachelor, bachelorette suite. Just do a sweep of your crib. Just, you know, go around. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Veronica, let me go ahead and hand clap you. I forgot to bring that up as one of the rules of being a bachelor. You must, in fact, clean up your shit.
I said that already.
Make sure that your shit is goddamn not, you know, make sure nobody didn't leave shit.
I do that.
I have called and been like, yo, you know you left. Oh, for real? Oh, yeah, but I got him. Don't worry. And let that
bro, hey, did you not hear me say that?
I didn't say that.
I said that. I'm a neat freak, nigga. I don't give a... Soon as that motherfucker hit the door.
Right.
Nigga, I'm checking.
Right.
Everywhere we on motherfucking being.
Right.
That's why I'm like,
I do that. I do that because I am
well,
a put on that soap. You come
for the not neat freaks, though. For the not so tidy, you need to sweep.
I'm gonna play a song. Say that. You see how people saying a lot of crazy shit tonight. I don't know. This nigga on some other shit. This motherfucker gonna sit here and say,
Don't sit on the sofa, come straight
to the room.
Come straight on in. So, baby, I don't feel like watching you do that anyway. I want you to come on right on in.
Oh, man.
This is why I was.
You're taking it too far.
Shit, where the fuck you think you're gonna end up?
It don't matter. You gonna let a motherfucker cover the house and be like, don't sit on my couch. Go straight to the
nah, it's not gonna happen, dog. Matter of fact, I'm gonna trick some niggas. As soon as they motherfucker tell me they coming, I'm gonna time them. Motherfucker, I'm getting out of the shower.
Okay, baby. Okay.
All right, V. Let me play this song, V.
All right, baby.
All right. Golly, man. You know what, V, man? Let me say some outrageous stuff tonight. That's got to be the most outrageous of them all, almost. Except for the other shit you said.
I'm just saying.
Can't nobody sit on the couch. They got to go straight to the room.
No,
why you got a living room set? Why you got
no,
a living
I'm,
room?
I'm just saying.
I'm
you
just
know,
saying, you know that's not
true. Come on, man. Come see the show. But I will do it. Shit, bitch. Don't sit down. You already know what it is. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Since we talking about single life, just for the night, affiliated hustlers.
Woo.
Let me go ahead and run that. Oh, I just hit the button and it didn't play. Okay, yeah. Just for the night. Affiliate.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Hey, this right here, this song works for only a second, you dig? So, go ahead and put the kids to bed, you know what I'm talking about? And, just get into the groove a little bit, you know what I'm talking about? Unless you're 14-year-old, you know what I'm saying? Watching the kids and all that. Hey,
I ain't playing no games, I got a little change. I want to see what's up with you.
Just let me know what you're trying to do. I got this. Nice face, small waist, and your fit, that's it.
come fuck with your boy, we can jump in the crew. Hit the block, drop the top, do it grown folks too. I see ya checking the wrist and how it shine like glass. Well, I'm checking it too, I wanna touch that ass. Maybe I'm a little poet, I get straight to the bone. I'm a hustler, mommy, I know exactly what I want. Me and you for the night, we can spend some time. I promise I'ma take it slow, straight, wine and dine. Have you doing all the things that you wanna do, but you can't, cause your man won't let you, boo. Go ahead, order the lobster, baby. Bottles of crisp, maybe by the end of the night, girl, I can get you right. I have you bragging and boasting and telling all of your friends. Next week, same time, we can do it again. Yup. Trying to do, I got the shine on the rain, top down the cool.
We can do big things, open the rain, I wanna see what's up.
Hey, and I can tell that you want it too. Take you back to the room so I can wrestle with you. Hey,
baby, I ain't trying to make you my
nope.
I just wanna see what's up with you for the night.
Just let me know what up for the night. Just let me know what up for the night.
Starting 2 pieces apart. And since you're hanging with little, won't you ease at your bra? My bad, that's too fast. Won't you ease in the car? We can do the nightlife, baby, by the bar. Just so you know, we're coming back to the spot. Look, I'm a rapper, not an actor, so I'm straight to the plot. To keep it real, mind, you're making me hot. Looking better than a brand new Chevy with the wheels that shot. Summertime, sun dresses in the winter, the fur. She a stunner, and that's the type of chick I prefer. So let's play. I quarterback, watch your 3-point stand. Give up the rocks, crawl the walls like Spider-Man. You can't be acting. Two fly the Dean down with the plan. Cause I know some hood rats that'll die for the chance. She'll freak and I'm a G, that's it. So it's safe for me to cut to the chase. Push your face on the dick. Hey,
I got no games, I got a little change.
Just let me know what you're trying to do. I got the shine on the rain, top down the coupe.
We can do big things, open the rain. I wanna see what's up.
Hey, and I can tell that you want it too. Take you back to the room so I can wrestle with you.
Baby, I ain't tryna make you my
nope.
I just wanna see what's up just for the night.
Just let me know what up for the night. Just let me know what up for the night.
I pick you up at 6, we be fucking by 8. I ain't getting that twin, we gon' whisper away. The way your ass fit them jeans, you can take it in the face. While you take it off your waist, you already know the place. Just cancel your day and let me get it about ya. I'ma look at it cause I love to watch her. Like, I'm your doctor, why you calling me papa? Keep doing your thing, why the hell should I stop her? When I'm hitting from the back, she love the way that I pop her. I'ma pick her up cause a nigga won't drop her. Let her run my waist, yeah, something like a locker. We going at each other like two damn boxers. It ain't a thing when you want the same thing. The game don't change, it's just a player in the game. Ain't he ain't in love with a stripper? But this will go down when she get it out my zipper.
Trying to do. I got the shine on the rain, top down the coupe.
We can do big things, open the rain, I wanna see what's up.
Hey, and I can tell that you want it too. Take you back to the room so I can wrestle with you. Hey,
baby, I ain't trying to make you my
nope.
I just wanna see what's up just for the night.
Just let me know what up for the night. Just let me know what up for the night.
Affiliated Hustlers in the motherfucker building. Oh, my fucking sound effect went out on me. My bad. I did the damn thing. Hold on, let me get it back. Okay.
We in the building.
Oh, man.
Some little technical difficulties.
I hit that. My bad.
Just work with us, people.
Let me get my damn background for the sound and shit ready and shit.
Just work with us, people.
Okay. My bad. Damn it, man.
Affiliated, man. You know what I'm saying? We in the building, man.
I unplugged it. Okay.
Just for the night. We really mean that shit.
So we back. Episode 46, you dig? You know what I'm saying? We talking about living a single life, being single. You feel me? So someone texted me and said, I never did talk about the things that you shouldn't do when you're single. Like, what shouldn't... What's the things that you... Well, I kind of did, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you shouldn't, like, check people's phones and shit. You know what I'm saying? And how you should, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, it's a lot of them. You shouldn't pop up without calling.
Never should call. Never should do that.
You never
pop the fuck up.
Yeah, you know some people do that shit anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But shit, I'm not answering the door.
Yeah. You should not answer.
Matter of fact, I'm in the gated community for that reason.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even
question a person about anywhere about anything that they're
doing. Never. none of your fucking business what they was doing. You can ask how their day was, what's up, and if they say, you know what I'm saying?
Only thing you should ask is, are you busy or do you have time? Yeah. Let them answer that. Not, where you been? How, you know, hell no. Know what I'm saying? I mean, that shit in the mud anyway. You know what I'm saying? It ain't happening.
You can talk about stuff like that if they bring it up in the conversation yourself. Yeah. You feel me? They be like, you know what I'm saying? But, if we...
Never directly ask that question.
Yeah, like, what you do today? You feel me? I might be like, what's up with you today? How you doing? Whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Or what's
and
good?
They may be like, yo, I went here. I'm like, oh, for real? So, you know, how was it or something? Then I may go in depth to it once they break the ice about that particular thing. But I never, you can't check people whereabouts.
Hey,
you know,
another major issue, never invite yourself somewhere if you're not invited.
Yeah.
Oh, where you going tonight? Well, I'm going somewhere, so I'm going to let you when you, and you motherfuckers show up too.
Right. They going to the little sports bar over at wherever, and all of a sudden you say, oh, well, I think I'm going to come through. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
She just said she going. She ain't say she was goddamn going by herself, nigga.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you? Who does that? You know what I'm saying?
Even though she might go out with a nigga, she might be coming over your house afterward, but you just ruined your fucking chances.
Yeah. Stalking. You kind of stalking. Never stalk.
Yeah.
Who does that?
That's like invite yourself and you niggas shit.
Who stalks though? Yeah. Only crazy people stalk people. Alright, only crazy people stalk people.
Never buy a motherfucker a gift, nigga, and just be like, you know what I was thinking about you. You're No.
What about birthday gifts and Christmas gifts?
Hey, nigga, I am a strong believer on that shit right now.
What?
Now, if you just dating something, hold on. First off, to me, a car is cool. You can accept cards from friends just straight up if they know it's your birthday.
Right.
If you dating or whatever the fuck, nigga, a car is just it's just solidified. Oh, happy birthday! You know, have a good birthday, blah blah, whatever, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it depends on what the card says.
What?
Depends on what the card says. Like, what kind of card you get, what birthday card.
I accept gifts on my birthday. I don't give a fuck who it is, personally. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I'm not turning the gift down.
Well, if they buy you a gift, cool.
I'm not
but,
turning it down.
Hold on. If they call you, it's cool. But at the end of the day, you know, goddamn, that birthday might be coming up, too.
I might get them something to people back.
Well, that's good.
You know? And they spent $50 on me for my birthday. What's $50 coming back on them? You know, if they got me a little gift and they took me out. They said, yo, let's watch EC's birthday.
Yeah.
If their birthday come right around, I go out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what the fuck? I'm going to go out with them anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what the fuck? Hey, I'm just saying, like, just an occasional gift. Like, no.
No. Just, I sent flowers because I was thinking of you.
Hell no. Fuck wrong with you? You done crossed the line. Nigga, hold on.
That is your girlfriend if you do that.
Hey, damn, nigga, you trying to break the ice and really be with her.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nigga, you are scaring that bitch away.
If she don't want to be with you, she might want to be with you, too. If she want to be with you, then you just got them tickets to the next level, and I hope you're ready. You feel me?
That is so.
You feel me?
Because she might be like, well, I ain't trying to be all in, but since he did this shit, I can't see it.
Well... Not saying, yeah, if you single, never get into a relationship because the other person is ready for a relationship. And you don't want to stop kicking with them. I had to hit this motherfucker 1,000 times. Let me say that one more time. If you single, never get into a relationship with somebody that you just dating. Just because they said, well, if we're not going to be serious or not going to be whatever, then we don't need to kick it. But you really don't want to be in a relationship, but you really like them, so you just want to keep kicking with them, so you just go ahead and say that. Don't do that! Let them go, and let them fly.
Hey, because, nigga, hey,
find a new one.
I told a female the same motherfucking thing, nigga. I bullshit you not. I told this motherfucker straight up. I had the alpha. I'm like, motherfucker, we kicking it every day. We being together every day. We seeing it. Nigga, you actually acting like you my motherfucking girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, let me put it out there like this. I just told the motherfucker. I can't motherfucking keep me fucking with you like you my motherfucking girlfriend if you not even, look. If we ain't trying to take it though, then this ain't even what the motherfucking is. We don't need to be fucking around doing this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just had to put it out there like that.
Right.
Because you always coming over here and kicking with me, being with me. We riding out, doing whatever we're doing. Nigga, fuck that.
Every day?
Nigga, every day. And then, nigga, after you done gave me some pussy, so I'm like, shit, hold on. What you motherfucking trying to do?
So you turned around. You started being a chick.
No, on that.
You trying to goddamn put you trying to goddamn
no, I'm just
proposition
wanna,
the motherfucker.
No, I'm just letting
yeah,
her know.
Yeah, you proposition her.
No, I'm no, I'm not proposition
55
her.
55 seconds, P.
No, I was just letting her motherfucker know. Shit, straight up. Don't be trying to motherfucking push her a motherfucking relationship. Because it ain't.
Oh, you trying to backdoor your ass.
Yeah.
K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for episode 46, Single Life. We just talking about all kind of things pertaining to being single and stuff like that, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. We're here Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Unless otherwise posted on the website, we will be here. If we're not going to have a show, we will let everybody know. We'll put it out there. All right, for any kind of reason. But that's the schedule, baby. Stick to it. Holler at us, man. We out.